Sounds wonderful. Well, you and your partner, of course, both are former teachers. You know what you're doing. Emma Harwood, congratulations. It just sounds wonderful. We need to have more of this. I really appreciate it. Emma Harwood, co-director of the Dandelion Education Nursery in Norwich. And I have to say, doesn't that tie in very nicely with our previous topic about those snowflake students? They wouldn't last 5 minutes somewhere like that, would they? Anyway, I'm done for another day. Mr. John Holmes is here. You've got youngish kids. John, what do you make of that nursery? It sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it does sound brilliant. And I'll tell you, my youngest, Isla, who's now five, before she was two, broke both of her arms. Don't laugh. It was terrible parenting, yeah. And only the other day, she fell off a climbing frame. But again, they learn. She's very clumsy. And she bit through her tongue. We had to go down the proper hospital and everything.
Are you one of those parents that when you arrive in A&E, they go, hello, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah, it's you again, is it? The regular. Have you got your loyalty card? Yes, I have. Yeah, that does happen
a lot.
Do you
get a Nectar card? Yeah,
I should do. I'd be rich.
What's happening on your show before you go around hurting your child again?
Yeah. Well, snowflakes. I know you've been talking about it, but this is, of course, Joe Johnson's university minister. Making universities sort of be accountable for this safe space nonsense. So we're going to be, I knew it would annoy you. So we're going to be doing a bit on that. We've also got the Edinburgh Comedy Award winner, John Robbins, coming in.
Oh, love him.
There you go.
That's going to be brilliant. Oh, absolutely. Stay tuned after 1 o'clock for Talk Radio's John Holmes in between 1 and 4. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimingSpain.com to find out more.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all tiles and flooring on top of existing offers, helping you do your project right. Wickes, let's do it right.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Upgrades are everywhere. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your wardrobe, upgrade your TV package. But will these upgrades move essential building kit across the country? It's van month this October at Renault, so why not take advantage of the best kind of upgrade for your business? And with the Renault scrappage scheme, you can swap old for new and save thousands towards the purchase of a selected new Renault panel van, including on our brand new Formula Edition range. Order by 31st December and register by 31st January 2018. Participating dealers only, business customers only. Visit your nearest Renault Pro Plus dealership to find out more. For full eligibility criteria and terms, go to renault.co.uk/van-scrappage.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in? It's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
So... Start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Talk Radio.
Well, we're about to talk, if I'm honest, so salute away. Good afternoon, it's Thursday, I'm John Holmes, it's just after one. Guess who's got the news? That's right, it's Victoria.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn's Brexit warning, Scotland to ban smacking, NFA criticised over racism claims.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn is warning that failing to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the EU would be catastrophic for British jobs. The Labour leader, who's in Brussels for his own talks with EU figures, has accused the Prime Minister of presiding over chaos in the negotiations. Labour peer Lord Dubs has told Talk Radio it's crucial to come to an agreement.
We've got to keep on talking. We've got to keep on trying to negotiate the various things that are holding up the trade talks. Otherwise, we're going to be in a worse position.
Scotland is going to become the first part of the UK to ban smacking children. It's removing the current defence of justifiable assault against youngsters by their parents. Northern Ireland's football manager Michael O'Neill has been banned from driving for 16 months after admitting drink driving. He's also been fined for being three times over the limit. The Spanish government says it plans to impose direct rule on Catalonia following the disputed independence referendum there. Earlier, the region's leader threatened to formally declare a breakaway if Madrid won't enter negotiations. There are calls for top FA officials to resign after a women's player claimed they tried to blackmail her when she tried to complain about racially offensive language. Chief exec Martin Glenn denied trying to make Enya Luko make a statement, saying football's governing body's not institutionally racist. Paul Mortimer from the anti-racism group Kick It Out has told Talk Radio the way she was treated might put others off raising concerns.
At this moment in time, if I was a player in that environment, I'm not so sure, having seen how Enya Luko's been treated, that I would come out and whistleblow, because it just hasn't been dealt with properly. So there needs to be a robust review of all of the procedures so that it never happens again.
And Kensington Palace is refusing to comment on reports Suits actress Meghan Markle's had afternoon tea with the Queen. There's growing speculation Prince Harry's due to propose.
So what if she's had afternoon tea with the Queen? Why wouldn't she? I mean, is that a prerequisite? You only when you're about to be proposed to, are you allowed to have afternoon tea with the Queen? Because, well, she's got to kind of vet you.
The tabloids are speculating that this happened because of obtaining permission to propose.
Right.
So, who knows?
So she hasn't met her before. She's just gone, right.
Because I think, you know, when you're a prospective love interest, you're kind of kept at arm's length a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, when it's official, or
the Queen will see you for tea.
Exactly.
Mm. It just means it's really serious now.
Yeah.
It's about to happen. Mm.
Maybe it's a threesome thing, isn't it?
That's incest and terrible. Why would you say that?
And not a thing.
What do you mean incest?
You said a threesome thing.
Yeah.
The Queen, her grandchild Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle.
I mean,
being related is incest and illegal and wrong.
It depends on Harry's paternity.
Oh my God.
Wow, let's not go there.
Okay. Now, look what's happened today. I'm the only man in a sea of ladies today.
You're not swimming in me.
No, I'm really not. So Victoria's here.
Hi.
Marta's here.
Hello.
But in the studio today.
Yes.
Because Cornelius has gone away.
Yes.
Good riddance.
And Chloe's in there.
Woo!
Look at this.
This is ladies.
Ladies, like ladies' night.
Just in the middle
I'm
of the day.
Not stripping, girls.
We don't want that.
Good, because you're not getting it.
No one asked for that.
No, and rightly so.
We literally want you to put more clothes on, if possible.
I will.
Because that's quite low cut what you're wearing. I can see your chest hair, and I don't want to see that.
Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So rather dull and cloudy this lunchtime with some showers, rain turning heavy across Northern Ireland with some very strong winds in the southwest of England later on, highs of 17 degrees.
Splendid, thank you. Now here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. After two nights of Champions League football, the Europa League takes centre stage tonight. Arsenal look to maintain their 100% start. They're in Serbia to face Red Star Belgrade, having already secured two wins in Group H. Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere has hit back at Watford striker Troy Deeney's suggestion that the Gunners lack bottle. That game is live on our sister station TalkSport 2 from 6 this evening. And then from 8 on TalkSport, Everton and under pressure boss Ronald Koeman host French side Lyon. Everton are bottom of Group E without to win. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte isn't too happy with Jose Mourinho. After last night's Champions League games, the Manchester United manager said other coaches need to stop complaining about injuries because everyone has to deal with them. Despite no names being mentioned, Conte says Mourinho should focus on his own team and not what's happening at Stamford Bridge. And England Rugby Union fly half Alex Lozowski has signed a contract extension with Premiership side Saracens. It'll keep him at the club until 2020. That's the sport, powered by Talk Sport.
That's the sport, powered by Talk Sport. How it works is that all of the employees of Talk Sport, our sister station, are out there in the office on a great big giant treadmill made of stone, and they walk and they power the sport by doing that.
It smells really bad in that office
because they're tethered to the central mast, so they have to do toilet just as they walk around, like when donkeys used to grind the corn in the mills.
And the sweat. It's disgusting.
The sweat.
Actually, maybe we shouldn't be talking about this on air because this could get us into hot water.
Is it like
the company?
Is it a secret?
It's a dirty, dirty secret.
Yeah.
You've just told him.
Well, there we are.
John.
Well, that's how TalkSport works anyway. They're all filth. Right, okay. So, shall we? Do we? Shall we?
Yeah.
Let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Join BT Infinity right now and you'll get our lowest ever standard price and you won't pay an activation fee, saving you £50. It's £24.99 a month on a 12-month contract with £9.99 postage. But hurry, this offer ends soon, and by soon I mean the 19th of October. So join BT Infinity today at bt.com/deals. Be there, BT.
Prices may change. Price for month 13, £34.99 per month, 30 gigabytes usage. Terms apply. To verify, see bt.com/smarthub.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Theresa May went for dinner in Brussels with Thingy Barnier, Michael Steele, even though it was a girl.
Could you at least give me a bottle of wine to go home with?
Crime Watch is being axed.
It's where did you first hear this news?
It was a quiet night last week.
Right.
I don't know much about Christmas because I'm Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. The cult of Jason Isaac.
I remember it being darker earlier.
Delays due to a virtual signalling failure just outside Safe Space.
Kind of Klingon for I Love Mark and Simon's podcast.
you don't understand why whales are more intelligent.
How long do I have to keep listening to this bullshit?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar, and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, a very good afternoon to you then, my friend. And while you may well be familiar that our Welsh cousins keep a welcome in the hillside, you might be familiar with that. We keep a welcome in the hillside like that. I can tell you that we keep our welcome to this show. We keep it in the corner of the studio next to the bin. Shall we go and fetch it? Hang on. There it is. That's our welcome there. I would keep our welcome in the hillside, like the Welsh, but I'll be honest, there's not really much room for a hillside in this studio. So it's just the practicalities of it, really. So we keep our welcome by the bin. Anyway, hello to you. It's Talk Radio. It's the afternoons between 1 and 4 o'clock. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And as the Me Too hashtag continues to viral spread over social media, and rightly so, now Tom Jones has said harassment is rife in the music industry. Tom Jones has said that. I mean, that is a revelation, isn't it? I would never have guessed that that kind of harassment would have been in the music industry. Who would have thought that? Who would have imagined? Oh, they'll be telling us, like, people in the church industry are seedy and unpleasant next. I mean, is the Pope Catholic? Yes, and they're the worst of the lot, actually. Anyway, welcome along. That's the gist of this. And as Spain moved to suspend Catalan autonomy, so we now move towards an independent afternoon, entirely autonomous from the surrounding programmes, as we bring you the news, everything that's going on and everything that everyone is talking about, all wrapped up in a mildly confusing 3 hours. But we promise, oh, here's our promise to you, we promise it will at least be entertaining, far more entertaining than our rivals, that's for sure. They're all the same, the other programmes, aren't they? Some people phone in, say a thing, and No, we promise to bring you entertainment. And it's not even like, say, a Donald Trump promise either, you know, where he promised to give $25,000 to a grieving military father and then didn't. Or promising to call the family of every soldier that's died and then not doing that either. No, we're not like Donald Trump. We promise, well, not to call the family of every soldier that's died. That's not really our responsibility, if I'm honest. Although we are sorry for any loss. But what we instead promise is to bring you news-based entertainment, news-attainment, between now and 4 o'clock. And here's what we're going to pack in. So, Headline Hijack is on the way. You know how the news works. It's got Victoria at the helm of it. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
She's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And that mouth says the news. At 2 o'clock, it will say not just the news, but a made-up news lie. Supplied by you, please. The lines are open to do that. We call it Headline Hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word, talk.
That's how to get in touch. Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd
any word you'd like. There will be the papers reviewed, but as ever round here, they are reviewed by a different diversity each and every day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. So we'll go through the papers today with Johnny. And he's a Jew. He's a Jewish. Work experience punditry today comes from Adrian, who will bring us a Thursday roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff. He's our work experience. The big debate is at 3. All the current affairs will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry as the afternoon goes along. It's the news in haikus. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us later on the programme. Friend of the show, he'll be telling us an unbroadcastable joke. We may well have a live report from the soon-to-be independent and autonomous state, not of Catalonia, but of Yorkshire, as we've been talking about. Our correspondent Cornelius is in Yorkshire for reasons that will become clear. Will Yorkshire achieve independence? They so crave it. We'll be live on the streets of Yorkshire to find out later. There will be a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Caller Duty, if you like. That's between 3:30 and 4. And we will be bringing you guest action. The Edinburgh Comedy Award winner, John Robbins, will be joining us live in the studio to plug something or other he's doing. It's today's, altogether, PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's right. So, who's working on the show today? Well, we've already had a little bit of a clue, of course. So, assistant producer, Asprod Chloe.
Yes.
Trying to think of a rhyme for that. Asprod Chloe.
Likes David Bowie.
Likes David Bowie. That's fine. That one before, that's fine. So, yeah, Chloe's assistant producing, but also doing the buttons. Once again.
Multitasking.
Yeah, and being paid double?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a no, isn't it? So, Chloe's on the buttons, and Chloe's assistant producer, Victoria, has got the news.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Marta. Hi, Marta.
Hello, John.
Has moved up from assistant producing to producing. She's in the producing chair.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
hello.
And in the studio with us all afternoon. Patatas brava.
Patatas brava.
She's from, you're from the Catalonia region, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm from there, yeah.
You're actually from there. You're like the news has come in here.
Yes, I am the news.
Yeah, there we go. So, autonomous Marta will be with us all afternoon in the studio. And all that stuff that I said will be happening will be happening. I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now then, of course, we must get into today's big story. Today's big story with a song. That's how we do it, with a big song. Gives you a little little mini quizette to do at lunchtime, whether you're at home or at work or whatever. All you have to do is figure out what the big story is from the song I'm about to play. The clue is in the artist or the title. Here we go.
We'll do it all. Everything. On our own. We don't. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say. Said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're so.
That is Snow Patrol chasing cars.
Let's waste time.
Playing it on talk radio in the afternoons.
Chasing cars.
But the question is, of course, why?
Around our heads.
I mean, you know it links to today's big story, but you've got to try and figure out just how.
If I lay here.
Marta's been working on it. Marta, how do you think this links to the big story then?
Well, I think it's really easy today.
Okay.
So, Chasing Cars is the title of the song.
Yes, good.
Snow Patrol.
Yep.
That's the artist. So, let's focus on the word snow.
Yes.
If you spell it, it's S-N-O-W.
Yes.
Right. If you get the most important part of that word.
Yes.
Which is the middle.
Yep.
It's an N.
Yes.
And a no.
Yep.
So, it's no.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is what Spain said to Catalonia about independence. Today's big story, that ruling post on Saturday, Catalonia.
Right.
Confused about how as well.
I mean, no, it's not that. But it was a good guess, but you are biased, aren't you? Because you are from there.
I said I'm the news today.
Yeah, you are the news today. But it's not the big story that we're talking about. Today.
Mm.
What that is Snow Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Snowflakes at universities. The University Minister, Joe Johnson, brother of Boris, has said that enough is enough with this whole no platform, safe space, trigger words before lectures about Shakespeare kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
So he said universities will have to be held accountable for it because it's a bit stupid.
Mm.
So we're going to be talking about that.
Oh,
Marta,
I see.
That's what we're going to be talking about. It's in the papers today, of course. No platform. Universities, have they gone too far down this whole safe space route? The Tories certainly think so. We'll find out. We're going to find out after traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holm.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Calling all units. Reports coming in of Sky's gripping new cop drama, Tin Star, epic Game of Thrones and loads more shows, all with Sky TV from £20 a month. Sky TV and Sky Q, the next generation box, have been sighted in the vicinity. Witnesses report watching wirelessly all round the home for just £12 extra a month. Units should respond immediately and search Sky Q to join or recontract. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup, new 18-month TV contract requires SkyQ multi-screen, SkyQ kit loaned at no cost, upfront payment required, terms apply.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with eReceptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Juicen have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Juicen and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M5 northbound, an accident is closing off the inside lane through the roadworks between 2 at Oldbury and 1 at West Brom. The queues are back to junction 3 at Hales Owen. There's also a broken down vehicle on the M5 northbound in Worcestershire between junction 6 at Worcester and 5 at Droitwich. That's closing off two lanes. Bad repairs continue on the coastbound A2 in Kent. It's down to one lane between the Bean Interchange of Bluewater and Ebbsfleet. And problems in Wiltshire with the A419 closed off following an accident between Cricklade and Broad Blunston. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Life-affirming television at its very best, The Daily Mirror.
Everyone has dreams. Everyone has things that they want to do.
Sometimes getting by is hard. Sometimes you don't just want to get by.
We have to fight for everything.
Eight more families unlock each other's lives.
What? Wow.
Very big house, isn't it?
And discover what money can and can't buy.
I never knew how big a problem money is to some families out there.
The new series of Rich House, Poor House starts Thursday at 9 on Channel 5.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Of course, you are listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. And we need to talk about today's big story. So, Britain's great universities, home to free thinking, debate, discussion and free speech. Or so you would think. But recently, of course, there has been a creep towards the exact opposite, as current students seem to, certainly there's evidence of them, insisting lectures come preloaded with trigger warnings. They would rather run to their safe space than engage in any kind of rhetoric that doesn't sit with their self-imposed, oversensitive values, the cushioned idiots. But now Joe Johnson, the university minister, has said that universities must uphold free speech on campus or face being blacklisted by the higher education regulator. He says they must challenge the culture of safe spaces and will have to answer for this behaviour, this snowflake behaviour, that's the word they're using, or everybody seems to be using it, of student unions who know platform controversial speakers. Well, Tom Slater is the deputy editor of Spiked Online. He joins us on the phone. Hello, Tom. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Right, so what do you make of this? Because this has been a sort of creeping culture for a while. It occasionally makes its way into the papers, of course, when, you know, we hear about people wanting trigger warnings before lectures about Shakespeare, this sort of thing, statues being torn down at Oxford, all this kind of stuff. And now the university's minister's got involved.
Completely. Now, I think the impulse is right. We all know that there's been this creeping climate of censorship on campus. It's becoming not only more severe, but more kind of ridiculous of late. And I think that obviously there is a desire to do something about that. I just don't think this is going to work, nor is it the right strategy, for two pretty simple reasons. One of which is that the attempt to kind of put the pressure on universities is kind of irrelevant when really, as many of us know, most of the censorship is coming from students' unions. Those are private organisations, they're charities. You know, these are the people who are banning sombreros. These are the people who are saying that, you know, motions condemning ISIS or Islamophobic, those characters. That they will not be touched by this kind of legislation whatsoever. But I think the other thing it misses is that the real problem that exists on campus is a cultural one. It's within university administrations, it's within the sort of people who hang around student government who tend to all agree on this idea that words hurt, that people are vulnerable, that you need to conduct university life within a safe space. So until you challenge that kind of ethos, until students and academics, the vast majority of which I should always say, don't agree with this on the whole. They do think it's gone too far. Until you challenge that, there's no other kind of technical measure you can bring in. You can't just find your way to free speech.
No, you're right. And also, I think universities, of course, are in the thrall of students because they're fee-paying. That makes a huge difference. I mean, I have friends who work in university at all sorts of levels, from lecturing upwards, and they speak of the problem. You know, I know one has been reported for bullying because he just referred to a girl as a girl when she was a girl. And you sort of go, what's happened here? There is going to be that clash, isn't there? Because then, and he sort of went, well, that's not right. And the university went, she pays £9,000 a year, be quiet. You know, and that's a problem, isn't it?
No, completely. And I think that's what you see is one of the things that is really putting the pressure on universities at the moment. It's this combination of this kind of climate of censorship and conformism, which kind of was pre-existing, but it's just gone hand in hand with this new idea, as fees have risen, that the student is like a consumer. And even worse than that, something that's kind of creeping in is that the students are effectively like school students, that it's not just their kind of intellectual life and you've got to make sure that, you know, things are going all right and that they can get through their courses, etc. It's that their emotional life is somehow the business of the university as well. And this kind of, which is not only bad for free speech, but also quite depressing when considering that university used to be a space where students went to kind of grow up and to get away and to experiment.
Yeah, you're right. You're
entirely different.
And it's having the opposite effect, isn't it? Because I think when people, you know, there are no such thing really in real life as safe spaces. And so it's not preparing. The university's job is to prepare people for the outside world a lot of the time as well, isn't it? It's that sort of transition that a lot of people use to move away from home for the first time. And if you are protecting people in that way, another friend of mine who works in the university, you know, there's an essay deadline. You know, when I was at university, there's an essay deadline. If you don't hit it, you failed that particular module. And now they can turn up and go, I didn't got my essay. Why not? I had anxiety yesterday. Right. And so you want me to, give you another 3 months on it. All right, fine. And they have to. And it is all part now. It's ingrained, isn't it? It's all part of that culture.
Exactly. And I think that's the one thing which is, whilst we recognise that universities are coming under certain pressures, both from students who are in the intake who are saying that they want things censored or they want to be treated with kid gloves, as well as the kind of financial pressures, those are all very clear. But I think one thing that we do have to hold university administrations accountable for is allowing for this to kind of take place and for not pushing back against it when it starts to rear its head and to start to effectively cave in to students in relation to these things when it comes at the cost of what should be their core principles, which this is a place of unfettered debate and this is a place where you are here to demonstrate and to learn, and if you can't be up to standard then that's your problem. So I think whilst we can all see these pressures bearing down on them, we also have to pull universities up to some extent in allowing this to kind of fester, I guess.
Yeah, and as you rightly said at the beginning of this, it's the students themselves that are doing it, the NUS and so on and so forth. Where did it kind of start, and how did it start, and how has it become such an endemic thing?
Completely. I think this is actually one of the problems with the current conversation about it, is it's often very short term. People act as if this just kind of leapt out within a few years. Now, it's certainly true that we're hearing a lot more about it. But for instance, we hear a lot about no platform policies, no platform whose people were deemed to be racist or fascist or extreme in some other way. Those have existed since the 1970s and have been used pretty routinely. And what we've kind of seen over the past 10 years in particular is that just the bar for censorship has just got slowly lower and lower. And what that kind of vindicates, I think, is the fact that anyone who believes in free speech, they often, this is the core argument. If you justify it in some extreme circumstances, as happened in the 1970s, no platform for fascists, it's kind of inevitable that the bar for what that means will start to just lower and lower, to the point where you're not banning fascists on campus, you're banning feminists like Julie Bindle or Jermaine Greer. That's kind of inevitable, but I think it's just been sped up by, as we see, a kind of new culture, somewhat informed by social media, somewhat informed by current trends in youth culture, which has sped it up. But it's been a very, very long-form process, I think.
And so if we don't think Joe Johnson's necessarily doing the right thing, just as a final point, what is the answer, Tom, do you think?
I think the answer is for students and academics who believe in free speech just to get a bit brave, to be honest. It's difficult, it's hard, you can be sort of held down for sticking up to these principles. But at the end of the day, anyone on the campus knows this is not the majority opinion, but words are like bullets. So it's about time more students and faculty started saying that, and then we could actually rebuild a bit more of a robust culture on campus.
Tom Slater there. Thank you, Tom. Deputy Editor of Spiked Online, talking there about the story that Joe Johnson, the university's minister, has taken a vague stand against this whole snowflake culture in universities by holding or going to hold universities accountable for their students' behaviour. But as Tom said, there are problems with that, of course, because it actually comes from the NHS, NUS. It's probably happening in the NHS as well. I mean, everything else is. The NUS, which is independent and run by the students. So, anyway, what, Victoria?
Just get on with it.
Okay. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be going through the newspapers with today's diversity paper review. John is in today. His diversity is that he's a Jewish man, and he's going to be looking through the papers. What makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting? Headline hijacks on the way as well, and just after 1:30, Victoria has got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader says the country has to recognise the chaos in which the government is operating in as it negotiates Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn's been meeting European politicians in Brussels.
The Prime Minister seems to have managed to upset just about everybody and have a warring cabinet around her. It's up to her to get the negotiations back on track. We cannot countenance the idea that we just rush headlong into no deal with Europe.
The government has announced the bill to transfer EU rules and regulations into UK law will not be debated next week. The speculation is because of political divisions. Ministers insist no date was ever set. The Scottish government has announced plans to make it illegal for parents to smack their children. It's the first part of the UK to introduce such a ban. The Spanish government is promising to start the process of taking direct control over Catalonia and imposing direct rule from Madrid. Earlier, the Catalan leader said his parliament could vote on a formal declaration of independence if Spain continued to refuse to hold talks. The head of the Footballers' Union says FA bosses haven't learned from Ennio Luco's treatment by former England manager Mark Sampson. The striker accused Wembley chief executive Martin Glenn of almost blackmailing her during the racism row. And it's been revealed 1 in 10 pupils in England missed school to go on holiday last year. Parents can be fined £60 if they take their children away without teachers' permission and can even be prosecuted if they don't pay. The weather rather dull and cloudy this lunchtime with some showers, rain turning heavy across Northern Ireland with some very strong winds in the southwest of England later. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
Again, you said that with sort of a modicum of derision.
It's because you can't stick to time.
Right.
Ooh. It's true. This is an example of when that's happened.
It is an example of that. I'll give you that.
Do you know what? The other day, after all my moaning, Sam Delaney hit all three headline junctions bang on 30.
Did he?
Yeah. Maybe you should try.
Well,
I get bored of your wittering.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well.
This is a bit awkward.
Were you smacked as a child?
Yes. My mum used a baking spoon. She would chase us around.
A baking spoon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never heard of that one before.
What do they do in Spain? I mean, because you're a cruel race. Because you stab bulls to death in your country and throw donkeys off towers.
And that's tradition.
Yeah. And are you smacking allowed in Spain?
Of course it is. Yeah. Come on. My mum used to use her slippers.
Yeah.
And that's very common in Spain and Latin American countries. Like, she wouldn't use, like, the sole. She would use, like, the soft part of them.
Oh.
So it's, you know, right. That doesn't leave any marks.
Sounds nicer than my mum.
Yeah, your mum.
Yeah, it's better than a baking spoon.
A baking spoon doesn't have a soft side, does it?
Sorry. No, what about you? Were you hit?
Just slapped on the legs or something. I wasn't chased with a spoon. Hey, diddle, diddle.
It's quite funny because me and my brother were quite fast and my mum wasn't. So literally would be chasing and she'd be shouting.
Yeah.
And I'd probably find it quite funny.
She'd be in prison now if she did that.
Not in England.
Although it's frowned upon, isn't it? I mean, you can't do it. I mean, you're not supposed to do it,
are
you?
Don't leave a mark. You're right, Martin.
Yeah.
Is that don't leave a... Put a mattress...
That's the general rule of thumb, isn't it?
I mean, if there's no evidence, then...
We should laugh about this.
I mean, Spanish, isn't that? Don't hit the kids. All right, fine. It's...
Do you smack your children?
No.
Are they good?
No.
Oh.
And that's probably... But they probably would be if I smack... I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know. But I'm sort of led to believe you're not supposed to. I mean, you know, when I was... I got hit around the legs if I was naughty and I didn't do it again because it hurt.
Yeah.
But I don't hit my kids because it's like you don't do it now. But I don't know when that happened. And now you just told me it's not the law in England because I realised about the Scotland thing. I want to go home and beat them both.
Don't do that.
I'm not.
Because, you know, that's...
I mean, I'm literally not.
Okay, good.
I'm kidding. In fact, they're bigger than me, so. And they're 5 and 7. They beat the crap out of me, if I'm honest.
Aww.
And regularly do. They hit me. Why is that fair?
I'm starting to feel a bit sorry for you now.
Thanks. They're not listening to this, or I'll get home, there'll be a baking spoon waiting for me. Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the news. Headline Hijack is on the way, and we'll be going through the papers. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. That is what we are wishing upon you. We're going to go through the papers very shortly. Indeed. But before that, of course, Headline Hijack is afoot. You know how it works. We like you to make up a news story. The reason, well, it's very simple. It's just to confuse whoever's listening but not paying attention to this bit of the show. Or, indeed, those who've popped out for lunch and aren't listening at all. Stick a made-up news lie in the actual bulletin at 2. Confuse those people. That's how it works. It's Headline Hijack. Here's the number to get in touch with your made-up news. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you like. So, Marta is in the studio today. Cornelius, regular listeners will know Cornelius. He's gone away. He's gone to Yorkshire to report for us. We'll be talking to him from the Yorkshire later. But Marta's in the studio today. Marta, what have you got?
I've got some headline hijacks for you. This is from Richard in Sevenoaks.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has said that she wants to make it as easy as possible for EU citizens to be able to stay in the UK after March 2019.
Mm.
For that reason, she has decided to cancel Brexit altogether. The House of Commons will vote on the matter this evening. Brexit Minister David Davis has said that he fully supports the Prime Minister's decision as, and I quote, he can't be bothered to go on more Eurostep trips to Brussels for negotiations.
Who's that from?
That's from Richard in
Sevenoaks. Thank you very much, Richard. Sorry, I wasn't really listening because I was reading some other ones that have come in. You could probably tell.
I could.
What's this here? Alton Towers has announced it's going to build the world's first ever slow coaster. It's going to be the world's slowest ride. It's going to last 18 and a half minutes. It's a very short track, about 4 foot. The park has said the experience will be thrilling, but only in a hipster way, only an ironic hipster way, i.e. not thrilling at all. Queues will be 10 times as long because everyone will be chained together, so they have a shuffle, and that'll add to the slowness of it all, the popularity of the slow coaster there.
It's very British, isn't it?
That's from Lara. Thank you very much, Lara. Right, OK, get in touch. If you've got a made-up news story, we'd like to hear it. 87222.
Start your message with a word
That's
talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And who knows, you could find yourself in the bulletin coming out of Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do Diversity Paper Review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q-Kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk. Europcar. Moving your way.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, one lane is closed on the M1 southbound between junction 29 at Chesterfield and 28 at Alperton following an accident. The M6 northbound, an accident involving a lorry in a car between junction 5 at Castle Bromwich and 6 at Spaghetti Junction is causing delays. In Wiltshire, the A419 is closed between Broad Blunston and Cricklade following a crash. And Barry Repairs continue to close one lane on the A2 through Kent in both directions between the Bean Interchange and Ebbsfleet. I'm Jamie Sircombe.
Life-affirming television at its very best, The Daily Mirror.
Everyone has dreams. Everyone has things that they want to do.
Sometimes getting by is hard. Sometimes you don't just want to get by.
We have to fight for everything.
8 more families unlock each other's lives.
Wow.
Very big house, isn't it?
And discover what money can and can't buy.
I never knew how big a problem money is to some families out there.
The new series of Rich House, Poor House starts Thursday at 9 on Channel 5.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Now, if The Unexplained was like the pool's check, this week it would go something like this.
Killer bugs, 1. Human race, 0. Weird aliens versus the human race, match postponed. Cyber crooks, 2. Everybody else, 0.
The Unexplained. It's classified.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, welcome. It's Talk Radio. We'll go through the papers in a moment. But before that, of course, a lot going on. Let's bring you up to speed. So we know that universities are being, it's not a threat exactly, but a new rule from the university's minister, Joe Johnson, is saying that this whole culture of safe spaces and trigger warnings before lectures should go, or at least be monitored more closely by the university itself. So that's in the news today. Obviously, the continuing fallout of Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn's now been saying that Theresa May's pleasing nobody. The amount of crimes recorded by the police has increased by 13% year on year. Just looking at the front of the papers here. See that? That's happened, hasn't it? So there's a lot going on, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Can I tell you a secret?
Go on, Marta.
I can't get my head around it.
No, I know. But it's all right, because we're here to help. Now, ordinarily, what we will do here is bring you current affairs analysed with Japanese poetry. That's still going to happen. But it's not Cornelius doing it today, because he's away somewhere. So it's not the news in haikus. Instead, they will be voiced by assistant producer Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe got married, everybody.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, congratulations, Chloe. So she's doing them for us today. So we present the news in high Chloe's.
Millennials waste more food than elders, too much avocado toast.
It's all they eat. The news in haikus. And so, to the day's papers. Of course, we go through them. It's what we do on the radio, isn't it? You'd expect nothing less for us to review the papers. They do it on all kinds of media outlet. However, what they don't do is what we do. And each and every day, invite a different diversity into the studio to go through them, thus making us, and so Lenny Henry would be proud if he ever listened, which he doesn't. The most diverse programme in broadcasting today, we welcome back Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, John.
And your diversity is?
I'm a Jew.
And you don't know how to use a microphone, it turns out. Move it in front of your mouth.
And I'm a Jew.
Up a bit. Closer. Try it now.
My name's Johnny, and I'm a Jew.
There we go. Well done. So, what have you got in the papers, Johnny?
We're starting with self-harm. It's up 70% amongst young teenage girls.
I was reading this, yeah.
It's in the Times, it's in the Star, it's in the Sun today. Mm. It's a shocking statistic, and especially, I think, in 2017, where last week we had World Mental Health Day.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of these campaigns about mental health. We're seeing it in Hollyoaks, for example. They've had a storyline recently about it. EastEnders have had it. It's so known that there are mental health conditions in younger people, yet something is still not happening to tackle it. We're still missing something. And when I'm not working in radio, I work for the mental health. And it's staggering the amount of people that come in. But what's worse is that we haven't got the funding and the resources. So we have waiting lists. I work for ADHD at the moment. And right. We have a waiting list that's 18 months long.
Oh, God.
Is that for someone to just see someone?
That's literally. So the process is you've decided and you've actually kind of come out and said, look, actually, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Or I think I've got ADHD tendencies.
I've got a problem here.
I've got a problem.
Yeah.
So you go and see your GP. Okay, that might take 2 weeks. Your GP then makes a referral.
Yeah. Mm.
That referral then gets picked up. Then there's about another 2 weeks for it to be processed. And then you get accepted. And then you have to wait about a year to be able to be given an appointment, and then you have to wait another 2 months to actually get be seen physically,
and is that,
and then start it.
That's resources. That is that there aren't enough counsellors. There aren't enough people that are trained to deal with it. Is that what it is? That what
I think it's more of a money idea. I think it's more to do about the money and the budgeting and the fact that you need to pay, obviously, a member of staff. So
yeah.
You need a doctor to actually see patients.
Yeah,
you need rooms to see those patients. It's a staggering amount, and I've been on off working in the mental health for about 4 years now, and every single time I've worked in different departments, these waiting lists are getting bigger and bigger.
Mm.
And there's only so much we can do. And the big problem is social media. And yes. We always keep coming back to it. Now, my sister, who is 20 at the moment, she takes a picture of herself.
Yeah.
So she might go out one night and she takes a picture. But with that picture, she then goes on to 4 different apps before she then goes onto Instagram to post it. So the first app, to kind of Photoshop it and make herself look a bit nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Then to get rid of the spots. Then to get rid
yes.
of this. Then to make it look smoother.
What?
So you've gone through you've spent about half an hour making sure you look perfect before you just put that picture
This is
up.
The problem, isn't it?
That is the problem. This is why, especially in young girls, they've got so much pressure from people around them to check what they look like.
Isn't it interesting? Don't you think this is fascinating? Because actually, you know, in the culture, Amata, you're a woman.
Yes, I am.
You identify as a woman, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah. But it is interesting, isn't it? Because in the culture we are in now, I think it's getting slightly better, correct me if I'm wrong, with this whole the body, if people body shame now, that's called out very quickly.
Yes.
And it seems, certainly, you know, out of social media anyway, that people are more aware of it now and about people. And there's all this whole, you know, love your body, whatever it might be, kind of campaign.
Yeah, body
movement.
Positivity.
Yeah, all that, which sort of is out there and people know about it. Yet on social media, with kids, really, I suppose, they're making it worse from the other end.
100%.
They're doing it themselves.
100%. I mean, at least women are doing it at the moment with men. So they're showing people like Judge Rinder, for example, who are all different shapes and sizes and said, like, look, we men, you need to look into yourselves. But again, what about the children? What can we do? And I think there needs to be initiative from CBBC and from CITV and the place that children are going on TV, maybe on Netflix as well.
I tell you, they go YouTube.
Or YouTube,
yes.
To have people, you know, have these role models like Zoella, for example.
Yeah.
Have these influential people. I met Chris from Love Island last week.
No idea who that is.
I don't think you'd know who he was, but Love Island was a big show this year, and so he's doing a campaign with Topshop about depression.
Right.
And he basically said that 86% of men bottle up their emotions, and we actually need to be more free about it.
Yeah.
And the same thing comes back to children, but children aren't going to always be outspoken. They're not always going to say something's wrong, because if they say the word I'm depressed or I feel a bit depressed today,
yes,
some people might take that and say, well, hold on a minute, depression is a serious thing. You may be upset, but you're not actually depressed.
That's part,
and there's
that
a bit
of
a kind of the word, I can't remember the word I'm trying to find, but there's a kind of stigma, I suppose, to actually use that word.
Yeah, because
yes.
Because also kids don't know, kids will use words out of context. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they'll say stuff because they've heard it somewhere. It's not necessarily, like, I'll give you, for instance, like this very morning, right, my daughter put a cardigan on and just went, oh, it really hurts, it hurts. And you're going, what, is there a wasp in it? What do you mean it hurt? It didn't hurt, it just itched a bit.
Yes.
You know, because they just latch onto words that, you know,
exactly.
Just to make it, so there is a danger there. And because all of it is a bit more, it's like the whole anxiety thing. I'm not saying anxiety isn't a thing, but I think it's overused. You know, when I was at uni or whatever it might be, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and I didn't hand an essay in on time, I would fail that part of the course. Now, I was a bit anxious. Oh, we'll have another 3 weeks there. You know, it's being overused in the wrong way.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And because it's out there, kids and everyone are latching onto it, going, oh, if I use that as an excuse. So there's a problem with people who have really got this stuff and then people who are just kind of using it, I think.
Well, I worked in a school as an invigilator for a couple of years where children would come to the exam and sit there, and some people would be given extra time because their hands might hurt.
Yeah.
And it was interesting that over 4 years that I worked there, between year one and year four, the fourth year, it was about 2 rows. About 30 kids had to have extra time. You didn't need to have that extra time, but people thought, okay, my hand hurts a little bit, or, oh, I should have a couple of breaks, or I should go outside for a little bit.
And stroke a puppy.
No puppies were there in the exam. But it's a serious thing. But at the other side, the flip side is, when you say, okay, I have depression,
yes,
you've opened a can of worms, and suddenly people, you'd be treated differently, I think some people might find.
Yes.
And you almost get pigeonholed into, that's the person who's got mental health issues. That's the person who's got
depression
issues.
And there's a stigma to it. And if you say, because I was depressed for some time of my life, okay? So I was very scared to sort of admit it because I thought, well, if I say that for a certain period of time I was depressed, then, yeah, I'm going to be, oh, you've got mental health issues. Mm. You're going to be looked at differently.
Almost like, and it's on your CV.
Yes, exactly. And you might tell someone about it and suddenly you're just like, oh, just got to be very careful about what I say in front of you because, you know, it might make you sad. It's just like, no, it's not that. Most people, they do not understand what it is about. And again, the term is overused. And obviously there's a difference between being sad and being depressed. But I think that we're not doing it well in the sense that we're not campaigning enough for people to speak about how they feel and not being afraid of speaking out, really.
Do you know what I like about this? Is that this started out as a paper review and now it has just become quite an interesting discussion.
Do you also like that I'm in a shirt and jumping off?
On depression and mental health,
yes,
and the state of it at the moment. So I kind of like that. We've run out of time now.
I know.
Well, we can't even go into the papers anymore.
Can we quickly just suggest really quickly then,
yes,
what we would do to tackle it? Because is it a case of let's sit in a classroom and we all talk about our issues and how are you today and what's your red light and your green light, what's gone well, what hasn't gone well? What is the best way to tackle it so that we do not have next year 70% of young girls having mental health issues?
Right, you're asking me to solve that now.
I think, well,
I've literally got 10 seconds before I need to find a new music bed. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'm trained enough to be able to answer that in 10 seconds.
That's fine.
I think we just... do you know what? I think we just need to be more aware of it and aware of the signs. There, done it. See?
Perfect.
If only I was in charge of the NHS. It's only a matter of time. Johnny, thank you for coming in. And
thank you, John. Thank
not
you,
reviewing any of the papers at all. But that was quite interesting, wasn't it? There we go. So, if you are listening to this and any of that, you know, resonated, I imagine there's a helpline or something. Johnny, you work in it. What do people do? What do they look up online? How do you do that?
I would visit Childline, I'd look at the NSPCC, and NHS.net also has loads of information about where to go.
There you go, see, look at that public service radio for you. How do you like that, eh? Yeah, we can do light and shade. Yeah. On the way, in the next bit, we will be going through some, geeky, gadgety stuff. It's a review of technical things. And it'll be done by our work experience, because it's work experience punditry. And then after that, comedian John Robbins will be joining us. He is the Edinburgh Comedy Award winner this year, of course. He's on tour. He's going to be flogging the hell out of that, no doubt. But he'll be on the programme later. Much on the way. Now, headline hijack. There's a made-up news story. It needs to be in the forthcoming bulletin to confuse those not listening to this bit. Marta has the name of today's headline hijacker.
It's Alex.
Where's Alex from?
Southampton.
Thank you. Alex in Southampton. Your story's coming out of Victoria next in the news. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got 3.6 Newton 100mm aerated concrete blocks for only 99 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One, because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back. Starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate, just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket. Cadbury Pots of Joy Chilled Desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now, special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
At Argos, entertain the kids this half term with hundreds of toys dropped in price. And save up to a third on selected kids' bikes and scooters. Plus, our new gift guide is out now. Pick up a copy in store. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 31st of October.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfueleradventure.co.uk.
There's no need to scream and shout if your plumbing's gone right up the spout.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons at just after two. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Brexit promises to EU citizens, Scotland makes smacking illegal, and drink driving banned for Northern Ireland manager.
Talk Radio.
European Union nationals in the UK could be given time in which their family will be able to move to the country after leaving the EU. Brexit Secretary David Davis has hinted at the new concession as EU leaders meet in Brussels. Theresa May has written an open letter to Europeans living in Britain saying she wants them to stay and that a deal is close. Nicholas Hatton chairs the 3 Million, a group representing European citizens living here.
It's a welcome statement, but possibly a little bit too late. It's been 15 months now that people are seeking certainty. And I think what they want now is a deal.
Smacking children is going to be banned in Scotland, making it the first part of the UK to outlaw the physical punishment. Parents in England, Wales and Northern Ireland are allowed to use so-called reasonable chastisement. The Spanish government says it plans to impose direct rule on Catalonia following the disputed independence referendum there. Earlier, the region's leader threatened to formally declare a breakaway if Madrid won't enter negotiations. Alfred Bosch is an MEP for the pro-independence Republican Left of Catalonia party. He says the regional government's not been left with many options.
As was already warned, there's no other way out than lift the suspension on the Declaration of Independence. There was a chance, a last chance given to the Spanish government, an outstretched hand, but instead of that they kind of spit on that hand.
Judges have ruled hate preacher Anjam Chowdhury can't challenge his conviction for drumming up support for the Islamic State group. He was jailed for 5.5 years last September. And the Northern Ireland football manager has been banned from getting behind the wheel for 16 months and fined after pleading guilty to drink driving. Michael O'Neill was around 3 times over the limit when he was arrested on the outskirts of Edinburgh last month.
Sorry, who spat on someone's hand? What?
There's an analogy.
Oh, right. It's the only bit I heard, if I'm honest.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. But did anyone spit on it?
An analogy, no.
No.
It's a metaphor.
A metaphor or an analogy?
Whatever.
Let's call it a metallurgy.
Okay, if you fancy doing that.
All right. Thank you, Victoria, very much. Now, Victoria is with us, of course, doing the news. You've just heard that. She did it with her mouth that she owns. And later she'll be here making the time up. The news bulletins are shorter, smaller, tiny really, aren't they, than they used to be?
I wouldn't say they're tiny, they're precisely one third shorter than they used to be.
Yeah, and you still get paid the same, don't you?
Yes, the right decision. If anything, I want more.
Right. Well, anyway, Victoria will be here at 3:30 making that time up with today's edition of Bonus News. And today we are doing
Animal News.
Because it's animal, vegetable, mineral, it covers everything off. That's the gist of it. So that's going to be with you at 3:30. Soon, work experience punditry, and then John Robbins will be here flogging something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You've lost where we are, haven't you?
Not really.
Yeah, you have. So I'm going to do the weather. Rather dull and cloudy with some showers.
I'd have got away with that if you hadn't drawn attention to it.
Well, every time I make a mistake, you draw attention to it.
Fair point.
Yeah, John, so you made a mistake there.
Fair point. I did, yeah. I forgot you hadn't done the weather.
So yeah, and there's also the sport to do after that.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, okay, fine. So anyway, rain.
It comes after the weather.
Can you stop speaking now?
Yep.
Good. Rain turning heavy across Northern Ireland with very strong winds in southwest England later on. Highs of 17 degrees.
And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Everton and under pressure boss Ronald Koeman are back in Europa League action tonight. They host French side Lyon at Goodison. Koeman's team aren't in good form and sits in 16th place in the Premier League, just 2 points above the relegation zone. That game is live on our sister station Talk Sport tonight from 8. Before that, Arsenal will be looking to make it 3 Europa League wins in a row at Red Star Belgrade, and that's live on Talk Sport 2 from 6. Manchester United have suffered more injury problems after Marcus Rashford was forced off during last night's Champions League win at Benfica with a knee injury. Jose Mourinho has said it could be more serious than it first seemed. In golf, Sergio Garcia and Holland's Joost Luton lead the way at the Andalusian Masters. The pair are a shot clear of the field on 5 under par. And Castleford have signed Hull KR prop Mitch Clark on a 2-year deal as they continue to shape their squad for the 2018 season. The 24-year-old is Castleford's second signing of the week following the return of halfback Jamie Ellis. That's the sport, pal. By TalkSport.
And finally, children of members of The Prodigy are to perform as the band's support when they go on tour next year. The group called The Child Prodigy will perform covers of their father's hits with classroom instruments.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Victoria, there with the news, and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. John Robbins, comedian man, will join us next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
In the afternoons, hello, welcome along. 8 minutes past 2 o'clock, I'm John Holmes. Still to come then, well, our work experience, Adrian. We've dragged him away from the photocopier and the cups of tea. He photocopies cups of tea, we've got no idea why. But we'll give him real-world experience by putting him in front of a microphone and making him review stuff. We've said it's a leg up into the industry. The truth of the matter is he's only doing it because we'd have to pay him. There's the big debate at 3, of course. Current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry as the afternoon wears on. It's the news in haikus. And a game. It doesn't really work very well, but it hasn't stopped us. Of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Call of Duty, if you like. That's all a happening thing.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And from one happening thing to another. And that happening thing is sitting in front of me now. He's called John Robbins. Hello.
Hello to you, dear friend.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you very much, yeah. I was just demonstrating there of how I have to run the... Because, you know, we know each other from the radio.
We do.
Because I used to work at Radio X, where you still do.
Yes.
Then I came here, and I know you're marvelling at the setup in this studio compared to the luxury you have over there.
Well, it's not as bad as I'd been led to believe it was.
Look at me running the entire show off this.
I'd heard you were in here with a sort of a plastic cup and a piece of string.
It normally is. We've jazzed it up for you.
Oh, that's pretty kind.
I don't know what you're used to.
But you've got screens. You've got multi-screens.
Yeah.
You've got the news on there.
Yeah.
You've got an episode of Dickinson's Real Deal.
That's right.
With subtitles, so you can keep abreast of the latest bids.
I want to know what's going on. I don't want to miss out. You're over at Radio X, of course, the flashy studios over there.
Yes.
You will know this already. But you know, when Radio X started, and it was sort of built around the Chris Moyles Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Do you know that? You know the height of the desk in that studio? Do you know this?
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. Is the same height as Chris Moyles' kitchen cabinets.
Oh, lovely.
Because that's what he demanded.
Well, but that's...
I kind of like
rightly
that.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
About a couple of months ago, got the chance to interview Brian May, my hero.
He's your hero.
And we got to use the super, super fancy studio, which I'd not seen before. And you can actually change the colour of the walls.
Oh, you can do that in here.
Can you?
Yeah, look. Look. Marta's going to demonstrate. Look at this. At the moment, I prefer a sort of daylight, just light.
Oh, I mean, okay, you're changing the colour of the lights. I meant
the walls.
The walls are LED walls.
What?
So you can change it to the different branding of the different stations.
It's good, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well. But, annoyingly, the microphones are too short, so you'll have to lean in like you're about to kiss over the table.
Well, that's good with you and Brian May, though, isn't it? You've just got to get a bit that intimate with him.
I would love to kiss Brian May tenderly.
I know you would.
Yeah. And then play some classic riffs.
On him.
On him.
Yeah. Strum him in many ways. Let's talk about you. I mean, we already are.
Thanks,
if
man.
I'm honest. But, you know, I always say, there's no... Listeners are not stupid. We all know that. They know what this is. You know, it's us having a nice chat. But they know there's a subtext.
We do this every day.
Yes, we do, on the phone.
We catch up about about surface heights.
And wall colours.
Yeah, it just so happens that this one's being broadcast.
tell us about you. Because I know you won a thing.
I did win a thing.
Congratulations on that, buddy.
Thank you very much. I won the Edinburgh Comedy Award for my show, which is going on tour in January.
Yeah.
And it's called The Darkness of Robins, and I'm very proud of it, and I hope lots of people come to see it. Hence the reason I'm here to tell everyone about it.
It's always a weird question asking comedians about their shows, because, I don't like to, because it's obvious and a bit dull, but for those that don't know what you do, John Robins, just sum it up for us. What would someone listen to this going, John Robin, I'm not seeing you. I wonder what it would be like. What would they get for their...
It's a show about a guy who hates himself, but can't stop laughing at that.
Yeah.
And the more angry he gets at himself and his own failings, the more he finds humour in that. So when I am on my own in my house and I get frustrated at myself and I start swearing at myself in the mirror when I get up, the reason that doesn't drive me insane is because it always ends up making me laugh.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the show. It begins with the end of a relationship.
Yeah.
And and I think anyone who's ever been in a relationship that's ended will sort of be familiar with this. When you're then on your own, you're left with all the flaws that were the reason they left you in the first place. So it immediately, as frustrated and as sad as you are, you eventually come to a point where you realise exactly why they left you, because you're like, what? Because you're essentially in a relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, of course she left. If it's this, I'd leave this.
But you can't.
But you can't.
Yeah.
And that's the infuriating thing. Yeah. But I think there's quite a lot of humour in there.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, we'll have to, we're going to talk about it, because, you know, it's, was it weird, because your ex was also doing a show, or he's still doing a show, I think, about it from the other side? And well, you were both doing it in Edinburgh.
That's sort of how the papers reported it, but that's... And I can understand why.
Because that's an interesting angle.
It's an interesting angle that can stop you losing your job if you're a comedy critic, which isn't really a job. But that's not, as far as I'm aware, what her show's about. Her show's about learning to be happy with herself.
Right.
And my show's about learning to absolutely despise herself. So two different approaches
very
of how to cope
so.
With a breakup, basically.
Yeah.
So, but no, it certainly wasn't in any way sort of he says, she says, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, no, none at all. No, it's different takes
on. If you're getting paid per column inch, that's going to guarantee you a bit outside of the arts section.
It is, isn't it? Because it's taking it into the real world.
I would say that they're not companion pieces.
No.
They certainly weren't marketed together or anything horrific like that. But, you know, we are both comedians who talk about our lives and our experience of the world, so...
It's bound to happen.
Yeah, of course.
And when you won, was that like a... this sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Was that a shock? Because, I mean, it's a good show, right? So everyone was talking about it anyway. But that whole, you know, being in the Edinburgh bubble is a slightly weird existence.
Absolutely.
And certain shows, when you're up there, start to be the ones that are talked about and sort of favourited slightly, aren't they?
Well, I think, weirdly for me, I've had shows in the past that I've thought were of a standard that they could be nominated for that award, But this is the first time I've ever done a show where that wasn't really on my mind. It was a sort of, it wasn't a career show, it was a personal show. It was a show I wanted to share with my audience, as opposed to thinking, oh, I hope that person is in and I hope that judge is in. So that was not really on my radar till right at the end of the festival, which is probably the better way to have it happen than to be. So I wasn't in any way stressed about it. I wasn't in... also wasn't euphoric and unbearable when I won, because you're just sort of thinking, well, this is nice, but it's extra to the experience I've had up there. And also because of the nature of the show, and I think Hannah Gadsby, who also won, they announced two winners this year for the first time, and her show was quite dark as well in places. And I think both of us felt it wasn't really a sort of punch-the-air moment, because you're not going to be like, thank God my girlfriend left me and I was so sad that I wrote a show that won an award, because it doesn't feel like that. But you just, you know, it's nice for people to have enjoyed the show.
And we sort of mentioned that sort of thing before. I always find it weird at award ceremonies when the news wins for their coverage of a terrible tragedy, because there's such an incongruous moment. I've seen it time and time again where, you know, they sort of go, and the winner of best coverage of the terrible Westminster Bridge attack is, you know, Sky News. And I was, yes! And he's like, no! Just no. And it's just really weird that.
I find all award ceremonies, especially in any creative industry, inherently bemusing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're a runner or if you're a footballer, you can say this person scored the most goals, this person ran 400 metres in the quickest time. But the idea of saying this painting is better than that painting or this book was better than that book is insane.
Yeah.
You can say these are all a lot of lovely books we enjoyed, but to go a book is better than another book is sort of maddening. That said, thanks to the award, I will keep the prize money.
And rightly so. Stay with us, because, you know, much as I love you, you are less than Traffic and Travel.
Oh, thanks, man.
Which we are contractually obliged to run. With some adverts.
Are you contractually obliged to plug my tour after the Traffic and Travel?
That's why you're hanging around.
Lovely stuff.
There you go. Joel Robbins is with us. We'll be talking to him a bit more after, well, you know, the thing I just said was going to happen now.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Switzerland was fun then?
Oh, wonderful. I even learned how to yodel.
Good one. Had to ask. I could be McDonald's right now enjoying a Swiss stack instead of listening to this racket. Two 100% British and Irish beef burgers, Beechwood smoked bacon and Emmental cheese sauce.
So what do you think?
Sounds delicious.
Sometimes a taste is all you need. Try the Swiss stack with Emmental cheese sauce. Here until the 31st of October. One of the great tastes of the world, now at McDonald's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing Stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q-Kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro. at nest.com/EU/pro.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long delays on the London-bound side of the M4 in Berkshire being caused by an accident in the stretch between junction 6 for Slough and 5 for Langley. Northbound M6 in the Birmingham area, there was an accident between junction 5 and 6. It's now been cleared, but there's still some slow traffic in the area. And a similar situation with a breakdown which has now been cleared on the northbound M5 in the roadworks between junction 2 and 1. But traffic does remain slow with queues back to junction 3. I'm David Moore.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and John Robbins is with us on the programme. So, John, what do you make of Liverpool's chances? We were just talking there off air about being interviewed by Hawksby and Jacobs on Talk Sport.
You've got to have an opinion about your favourite team on that show.
Yep, you have. I went on there once and they asked me about, what's your game on there? What'd you do? And I know nothing about sport at all, and I attempted to wing it, but I think they saw through it, if I'm honest. I sort of go, I like the bit when the ball moves along. I like that. That's the best bit of it. Were you able to do a bit of the chat?
Yes. Good. Yes.
Important to do. But that's what they do. Over here, not so much. Let's talk about Hammersmith.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Go on, then.
I'm doing a tour of the show we were speaking about, The Darkness of Robins. And that tour has been extended due to precedented demand. And in a sort of extraordinary show of hubris, I've decided to do the Hammersmith Apollo on the 26th of April, which is the final date of the tour.
Yeah.
Starts in January. And it's a venue that means a great deal. It's a place that means a great deal. It's where Bottom was set.
Yes, it is.
It's where Queen played their Christmas Eve gig, Apologies, in 1975. So I'll be on the same stage as Mercury, May, Taylor and Deacon.
You will.
And hopefully with as many people.
Well, so I can't see why that wouldn't happen.
So do come along.
With your newfound award-winning popularity, I think that's...
If you want to see a man screaming at himself for an hour, come to see me on tour.
What's the... Because I know about the Freddie Mercury, Queen, Brian... I know all about that. Mm. But for those that don't, the obsession...
Yes.
And it is an obsession, isn't it?
It is. It's an obsession that began when Freddie Mercury died, when I was 9, and then grew into an unwieldy beast in my teenage years, and then sort of died down a bit in my 20s when I got into modern music.
Yeah.
And then through doing the radio show with Ellis, that part of my character got teased out by him because he found it so funny that I was obsessed with Freddie Mercury.
When you met Brian May, as we were talking about...
Yes.
I don't think we dwell on that enough. Was that the first time you met him?
That was the third time I met him, but it would be the first time he would remember having met me.
Right. And in terms of meeting heroes, which they say you should never do, how was it?
It was amazing. I think it was fine because my obsession is such that I sort of knew what he would be like.
Yeah.
So if meeting your heroes is a disappointment, then you don't know your heroes well enough.
Yeah. So do your stalking first.
Yes, absolutely.
Get to know every...
Read the biographies.
Intimate detail.
Watch the interviews.
Yeah.
But no, he's a very charming and very sensitive and thoughtful man.
Yeah.
And he really appreciated... Because I was wearing a Queen t-shirt that he hadn't seen before. It was one of those, you know...
Homemade, and you'd drawn it yourself.
I'd ordered it specifically. You know those t-shirts with the surnames of band members? So it'll be like Lennon, McCartney, Starr and Harrison.
Yeah.
So mine was May, Taylor, Mercury, Deacon.
Yeah.
and he hadn't seen it, so he Instagrammed a photo of it, and my heart burst with pride.
So, just to talk about the notion of touring for a moment, because this is obviously what you're doing. And I always, yesterday, I mean, you know, much as I love you, you know, we have, you know, other I see other comedians.
Yeah.
If I'm honest. And Mark Watson.
I don't see other talk radio presenters.
Good, then I feel very honoured. Mark Watson was in yesterday.
Oh, great.
Talking about touring. And Jason Manford, weirdly, yesterday. But not talking about comedy, talking about his album of crooning songs. Did you know he's done that?
Yes, I had heard that.
Yes. Could be direction. I mean, it seems to have gone very well for him, but I mean, should you need, you know, an extra string to your Alfie bow, as it were?
I, as much as I respect to any comedian who releases an album of crooning records in time for Christmas, I'm not sure. But do you see the one that, what's his name?
Alexander Armstrong.
Yes!
Yes!
Have you seen the video?
No!
With the CGI wheat in the field?
I have not, but now you've said it.
It's quite something to behold.
Really?
Yeah, for Fields of Gold, and he's actually in a field. And he's a very good voice, but the wheat isn't real in the field.
Well, you'd think it would have been cheaper just to go to a field.
Exactly. Well, that's the world we live in.
I mean, what?
People would rather invent wheat in their bedrooms on laptops than go and enjoy an actual lovely Herefordshire wheat field.
I kind of hate the world now.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
It is, really, isn't it? It's just a bit horrible. But no, but anyway, that was just an idea for you if you wanted to do that, because it's worked very well for him. Anyway, back to the point of the touring. Mark Watson's on tour, but he's going round places that begin with M and W.
Yes, he is, yes.
Which, you know,
because he loves making life hard for himself.
Well, yes, he does. And he happily admitted that it was just a cheap gimmick. Yeah. That's fair enough. But when you do tour, okay, do you get to look at, do you sort of have that, because you've done it a lot, but do you sort of go, okay, like that's a good town, that's not so good there. Do you get to choose, or is it sort of done for you? Because you're mentioning going, right, I'm going to do Hammersmith at the end of that.
Yeah.
But how does it all...
It's quite an organic process in that, so I've done smaller scale tours in the past, getting slightly bigger each year, and you know the places where you sort of have a fondness for because you have good gigs there or you sell well there.
Yeah.
You have some places that you think, I don't want to go back into that dressing room where I felt awful after that bad show. But then you're... So I have a very great agent who sits me down and goes, I think we could play this room, and I go, that's too big, and he goes, come on, John, and he makes you feel like you're going to be a movie star. And then and it all sort of settles down. But there was, I did have to call him at one point just before we released the dates to say, I'm not sure a Brighton to Carlisle commute is physically possible. So we had to change one of the dates.
Yeah.
Because it was like Brighton on the Thursday, Carlisle on the Friday, and I was like, I'll have to set off immediately as the gig finishes.
Mark Watson would have done it.
And he would have done it. And he'd have done a gig on the train.
On the way, yeah, absolutely.
But it starts in January, and you can find tickets at johnrobbins.com/gigs.
There we go. Final question to you, because we do have to take the news and throw you out, is very simply this. So, obviously, Ellis and John on Radio X.
Yes.
At the weekend. I mean, I'm not going to say you've eclipsed him, but, you know, how is that relationship after you win the big award? Is it... Because, you know, comedians all hate each other, really. And
not
only pretend
true.
To like it.
Oh, not true.
Damn it.
I went out the other night with Ellis for a pint.
Yeah.
That turned into three pints. We went to the
Come
Soho Theatre. Suddenly,
at
the table, Ellis James, James Acaster, Nish Kumar, John Kearns, Tim Key. And we're just having the best time because we're not sort of bitter people from the 80s.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful thing you've left us with there. What a lovely image.
But Ellis is doing great. He's on Josh, yeah, he is, yeah. Season 3.
Season 3 now on that.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, and absolutely. That's, he gets recognised loads and
yeah.
I don't, which is great. I get to have a quiet night in the pub whereas he has to talk to dairy farmers.
It all changed after Hammersmith.
Well, who knows? Right. Who knows? I hope so.
John, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely
man.
To see you.
You
always
too.
Is. John Robbins there. On tour, johnrobbins.com/gigs.
Yes.
If you want to go and see a man
Scream at himself
on stage. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. In the next bit of the programme, Adrian will be here. He's our work experience. He's going to be reviewing some tech stuff for us because we don't have to pay him. But at 2:30. We're all friends here. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has insisted a deal on European citizens' rights is close as she meets fellow leaders at an EU summit. It's the Prime Minister's second trip this week to Brussels as she tries to break a deadlock in Brexit negotiations. Mrs. May has also stressed a need to look at tackling the challenges which European countries share.
That means continued cooperation. We'll also be looking at the concrete progress that's been made in our exit negotiations and looking at setting out ambitious plans for for the weeks ahead. I particularly, for example, want to see an urgency in reaching an agreement on citizens' rights.
Parents in Scotland will no longer be able to smack their children. The country's government's announced it plans to change the law to remove the current defence of justifiable assault in certain circumstances. There's been a significant rise in violent crime in England and Wales. Official figures show it rose 19% in the 12 months till June, with the overall number of offences topping the 5 million mark. Northern Ireland football manager Michael O'Neill has been handed a lengthy ban from the roads for drink driving. He admitted being around three times over the legal limit when police pulled him over in Edinburgh last month. And emergency services have praised a motorist who used his own van to bring an out-of-control bus to a stop this morning. His driver was taken ill at the wheel in Wensbury and went the West Midlands and is critically ill in hospital. The weather rather dull and cloudy with some showers, rain turning heavy across Northern Ireland with some strong winds in the southwest of England. Highs of 17 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
Yes, there is, Victoria. You're absolutely right. No, I know your tone changed there, by the way, because I was on... Did you see how I hit the junction, which you berated me for earlier?
Well
saying
done.
I was really late to the news, but I hit that bang on.
Well done, John.
Mm. It's just a shame that you have to be called out on things to change your behaviour, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, John. Marta's right.
Just saying.
It's true. Anyway, Victoria will be back in half an hour, but half an hour after that, in 1 hour. Today she's bringing us bonus news, and it's animal news today. Have you started looking at... No, no, I'm not looking into that yet.
Can we have some donkeys on animal news?
I can try and find a donkey.
Oh, we didn't request animal news now.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Adrian, in the back over there. Any animal you want to know about, you want to learn about in the news?
Armadillo.
There you
armadillo
go.
Armadillo and donkey, got yeah. it.
Can I have a coelacanth?
No.
Oh. What is that?
I'll take a request from Chloe, though, not you.
Can I have an ocelot?
Oh. Chloe. Yeah, oh. fine.
Yeah. Great. My
getting more obscure by the moment.
Coelacanth.
Shut up, John.
I don't even know. Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
Can you spell it?
Actually, I can't.
I don't think I can either.
I just want to look it up because I honestly don't know what that is.
I think it's a prehistoric fish.
Coelacanth.
C.
Yeah.
Coelacanth. Right, so thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. And she's back later with donkey, ocelot,
armadillo
news. We're going to go through some geeky, gadgety tech stuff next with Work Experience Punditry.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome to the programme. If you're just joining us, you've missed John Robbins. But, you know, that's your own fault, isn't it? Now, speaking of, he was just talking about how he can still, he won the Edinburgh Comedy Award and stuff, but no one recognises him in the street, unlike Ellis, who's on, Ellis, who he does a radio show with, who's on Josh Widdicombe's sitcom. Gets spotted, he was just saying
spotted.
This. Spotted. So, thank you. So we are bringing you... well, we like to know who you've seen, what celebrities you've seen doing what on this programme. It's kind of like the audio version of Heat magazine in some sort of weird way, isn't it? We like to know what you've spotted.
Spotted.
You can let us know. You can get in touch. Here's the number, 87222.
State your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
State your message with the word spotted.
Spotted. Now, so... well, you, Marta, I know you've been collating some. So, what celebrities are out and about doing what?
Spotted. Former Crime Watch presenter Nick Ross talking into a cafe's burger phone, trying to report a petty crime in the depths of East London.
Oh, spotted.
Spotted.
Right.
Spotted.
Okay. Good. So, I've got one here. Where? Oh, yeah, here we are. Yeah, hi, John. Sorry, I was just trying to see who it was from there. Lisa. Hi, John. I once saw Kate Winslet
spotted.
Standing on the edge of a dual carriageway, throwing acorns at cars whose licence plates started with B. Spotted. Celebrities that you've spotted.
Spotted.
Around and about, please. Marta.
Spotted. Homza the Hammer presenter Lucy Alexander lighting up a mint green cocktail sobriety at a quad bike rally in Derbyshire.
Derbyshire. Right. I mean, I didn't understand a word of that because I think you did it in Spanish.
Potted.
But that's blabber.
Go away.
John, I once saw Emma Watson, the actress Emma Watson.
Spotted.
At London Zoo, John, and she was snapping the legs off flamingos.
Is that legal?
Doesn't say. Spotted. Okay, who or what have you spotted around and about?
Spotted.
What celebrities have you seen doing what? Do let us know, of course, and we'll add them to our sort of celebrity stalking database. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a word. Spotted.
Spotted. Still to come on the programme then, a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. That is in around an hour's time. We've also got Victoria's bonus news. As you know, it's animal-based today. There's the big debate at 3. We'll be discussing the news, we'll be analysing some of it using Japanese poetry, the news in haikus. And, as you'll have been reading in the news, Yorkshire are trying to gain independence, it seems. So we'll be live on the streets of Yorkshire to find the latest as well before we stop today. Much to come, not least work experience punditry. Adrian is back. Hello, Adrian.
Hello.
He's our work experience. He's been photocopying cups of tea. We haven't told him to. He just he likes to do that. But we've dragged him away from the work experience chores, shoved him in front of the microphone. He's going to review some geeky, gadgety tech stuff today. So, Adrian, what are we starting with?
Well, I think today sort of marks a sort of a much needed shift from sort of hipster nonsense to gadgety stuff. Sort of, you know, from hipster appropriation to technological innovation.
Okay, good.
Excellent. And so first of all, I want to talk to you about a new facial detection technology in the new Piccadilly Circus, which is essentially what it does is it sort of is able to look at the faces of people that walk past and is able to gauge their gender, how old they are, and by that means they're able to then play certain adverts on the big screen.
No.
What, so this is targeted advertising?
Indeed it is.
But does it just pick on one person walking past? Because otherwise, because obviously Piccadilly Circus is like, it's really busy there, isn't it? It's like Piccadilly Circus in many ways, isn't it?
It's very touristy as well.
Yeah, because apparently 100 million people pass there each month.
There you go. So when it's targeting people, how can it do more than one at a time? And if so, because they'd be very different, how does it know which adverts to put on? Or is it just doing one person? So if I go to Piccadilly Circus,
I'm assuming that it's saying if, you know, predominantly, I don't know, 45 males aged between 25 and 40 walk through at a particular time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're then going to proceed to play a certain advert. Yeah.
Yeah. It will do an average, I assume. And also, like, because I think Piccadilly, it's really busy. It's very touristy. So I assume that if you've got a group of like 60 people, a group of tourists, if they're like sort of the same age, more or less, they'll make an average, I assume, and play something for them. And it'll be, because it'll be constantly changing, I assume. It's constantly scanning people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Sounds sinister to me. Yeah. I mean, it's a little, don't you think?
You hit the nail on the head, because obviously now there's this sort of ethical debate and, you know, encroaching into the whole idea of, you know, Big Brother state and they're watching our every move. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I think it's a little bit sinister. I find it, I don't necessarily want to target it. I tell you what, the only time I do look at adverts, right, as a visual, Obviously, I listen intently to all of the ones on the radio.
We all do.
That goes without saying.
Yep.
But the only time I see visual adverts taking notice is when I'm waiting for a tube or something, right? Because there's nothing to look at apart from the great big posters opposite you. And the more engaging they are, I mean, this is very London-centric, so I apologise for this, but I always do read. I always read. If I see one that I haven't seen before, I will move along the platform in order to read the Jack Daniels advert.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Because it always tells a story, doesn't it?
Mm.
About Lynchburg, Tennessee, and it sounds like such a nice place.
And it makes the longest 2 minutes of our lives, you know, fly by.
It does. Mm. It does, and I kind of like it, and I like that it talks about, you know, mellowed charcoal and that kind of thing. I'm kind of like, oh, yeah.
You're such a dad, John.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, in a nice way,
I am a dad, Marta. Yeah. I'm allowed to do it.
Of course you are.
I'm allowed to do it.
But not a bad thing.
I will move along and look at the Jack Daniels advert.
It's
a little insight into my life there. So if you ever see me on a tube station, what's he doing walking up and down there? I'm looking for the Jack Daniels advert I haven't read yet. They update them fairly regularly.
They do,
and it amazes me how they always find a new angle. They always find a new story. Mm. I like the Christmas one. That'll be coming around soon. You know, they build a big Christmas tree. I don't mind that I've seen that one before because I like that. They build a big Christmas tree out of crates of Jack Daniels, don't they? And then it tells you how they give a bottle of Jack Daniels to all of the people that work at Jack Daniels. But the weird thing about Jack Daniels is it's in Lynchburg, Tennessee, which is a dry state. You can't drink alcohol in Lynchburg, Tennessee. I think that's weird.
That's very old.
Well, you can't buy it. Yeah. You can drink it at home, obviously, but you can't buy it in a bar or anything.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there you go. Little insight into what we're talking about. Oh yeah, facial recognition.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway,
adverts.
It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Facial recognition, sinister. So big brother.
Minority Report, eh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Minority Report.
I think it's a good premise for an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to end up well.
All right, look, we've got to take, there's adverts that we enjoy so much. So we'll do that. Give us a little clue, Adrian, as to what we're going to be talking about when we come back.
Well, I'm sure everyone here has got a phone and you've sort of got a network provider, and we're going to talk about what...
You're like Darren Brown. How did you know that?
Educated guess.
Yeah, okay.
And so we're just going to talk about, you know, Vodafone and their new trick or their new perk to where they're going to allow their customers to watch Netflix on the tube.
Mm.
Without wasting their data.
Right then. Let's see, it links back to the tube there again.
Yeah.
Or any tunnels, by the way, are all over the country.
All over the gaff.
Very clear. Right, Adrian's with us. He's our work experience. We've dragged him out of the office. We've shoved him in front of a microphone. He's looking at tech stuff for us today. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it. I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair-raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One, because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back. Starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got a 550 by 780mm white PVC access centre pivot roof window for only £119.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Jeff's just switched to the Aeon Go Online tariff, so he's got that yes saved again feeling.
Yes.
It means that he's saving an average of £200.
I am.
And his prices are fixed for the next year.
Jeff 1, energy bills nil.
Get that yes saved again feeling and save an average of £200. Discover the right Aeon tariff for you today. Search Aeon Energy now.
Saving for dual fuel customers using national average prices across standard variable tariffs not in receipt of discounts. Of large suppliers at Ofgem typical domestic consumption. Switching to Aeon Go Online 1 year. Paying by fixed monthly direct debit with paperless billing. Restrictions and eligibility criteria apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, there are delays on the southbound side of the M1 due to an accident which has closed a lane between junction 29 for Chesterfield and 28 for Alfreton. Northbound M5 is struggling in the Birmingham area after a breakdown earlier on in the roadworks between junctions 2 and 1. Still got queues going back to junction 3. Long delays on the London-bound M4 in Berkshire too. That's following an accident between junction 6 for Slough and 5 for Langley. The queues now going back to junction 7. I'm David Moore.
You take the Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled dessert from the fridge. You anticipate the taste of the real melted Cadbury milk chocolate just begging you to peel back the lid. Then you remember...
You're still in the supermarket.
Cadbury Pots of Joy chilled desserts. Cadbury Dairy Milk, Cadbury Caramel, and right now special spooky Cadbury Scream Egg for Halloween. Just £1 in selected Tesco's, subject to availability. Free the joy!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And indeed we are talking geeky, gadgety stuff. Before we get back to our tech review, a lot of people have been spotting celebrities around and about. We are collecting those today for our Celebrity Spotted Stalking folder. Here's some that have been coming in. Hi, John. This is from Dave. Hashtag spotted.
Spotted.
Last week, I spotted...
Spotted.
Sid Vicious in Hyde Park.
Really?
Yeah. With a marshmallow up each nostril playing hopscotch with a badger. The late Sid Vicious there.
Spotted.
Spotted. King Philippe of Spain. Philippe the Sixth.
Yeah.
Adopting a crouching pose. Quite unusual, John. While hiding from the ducks in Hyde Park. Nobody expects the Spanish king's position. Says Gavin.
Spotted.
And here's one here. Spotted.
Spotted.
Dame Judi Dench feeding Alka-Seltzers to ducks at the local pond. More ducks. And cackling furiously as the ducks burst. And that's come in from Andrew Higgins. Thank you, Andrew. Do keep your celebrity spotteds coming in. Spotted.
Spotted.
And tell us who you've spotted.
Spotted.
And what they're up to. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. That's Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a word spotted.
Anyway, so news, of course. That's important, isn't it? We've been talking about it, well, you know, all day. That's what we're here for. Mm. Many interesting things in the news today. You'll be aware of all of this safe space at universities. Then Cambridge University students now have to have trigger warnings to study Shakespeare plays.
Mm.
That's a thing.
Unbelievable.
I know. Adrian. So that's in the news today. As is Joe Johnson, the university's minister, has said that universities must take responsibility for this kind of triggery safe space stuff because it's all got a little bit out of hand, this no platforming of controversial speakers and so forth.
Dear.
Scotland have moved to ban the smacking of children, which is ironic, really, because people in Scotland love smack, don't they? So... Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, yeah. I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't you worry. I don't like battering things. Don't you worry. don't you worry at all, because we're here to help, because what we do is we take current affairs, we take the news, and we run it through Japanese poetry. Now, Normally that is done by paid intern Cornelius. He's not here. He's in Yorkshire. He's going to be reporting live from Yorkshire for us very soon on the programme. But Chloe has been stepping womanfully into the breach.
Hello.
It's not hello. So it's not the news in haikus. It's the news in high Chloe's.
People think Melania is a double, but probably a bad facelift.
In haikus. And so Adrian is with us. He's our work experience. We've dragged him out of the office, where he was photocopying tea. I don't know why he does it. Obsessed with it. He just chucks tea bags all over the top of the photocopy. Just wastes paper, you know. It's art in many ways, isn't it?
It's just a prank gone wrong, you know. First time here, we told him we had to do it.
And now he does it every day.
Yeah.
Every day. But anyway, he's
consistency.
He's not doing that now. He's in here reviewing geeky, gadgety tech stuff for us. We've already talked facial recognition systems, which is slightly sinister, in Piccadilly Circus in London. Where are we going next?
Now, I'm not a Vodafone rep, but I saw this article and I was quite blown away by it, actually.
Go on then.
And essentially, it's entitled "Vodafone's Passes Let You Binge Netflix on the Tube." So I thought to myself, that's quite interesting. And basically, what this article is about a pass in which you can add to your account that lets you watch Netflix, stream Spotify, or mess around on Facebook as much as you want, and you don't have to break into your monthly data allowance. So how it works is that monthly customers, if you pay an additional £9,
Sorry.
Somebody was shocked by that.
Oh, dear.
That's a lot, Marta, isn't it, a month?
Yeah.
And then times that by 12. And then turns out about 24. You know what? This is as marvellous as I thought it was.
Yeah. Carry on.
So essentially it says you essentially can pick an app. So for instance, if you wanted to watch Netflix, you could select Netflix. Yeah. And there's no limit to how much Netflix you stream from outside of your house. So you can, you know, use your data. And it doesn't eat from your... So if you want to watch Netflix, it doesn't eat from your data.
From your data. Yeah. So it's just like a sort of...
Freebie, almost. But it's not free because it costs
£9.
£9
a month. I think that's quite expensive, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how often do you... But can't you... You can just download stuff off Netflix and just not stream it anyway. So what's the point? Because can't you just download things now and just keep them on your phone? I think not everything, but most things.
You can download films these days.
That's about films. Certainly box sets.
I think, I will double check this, but I think it's only Netflix content, so not Netflix original series.
It might be true, yeah.
I think it might be that.
I don't know, but I know you can just certainly download, like you can with the BBC iPlayer as well, can't you? You can download stuff to watch it later.
Yeah.
So that's all...
Been invested in The Apprentice at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't really watch...
I'm not a fan of Lord Sugar.
No, do you know why? I find him unpleasant.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, I've worked with him. Found him a bit unpleasant.
Oh, is he like that in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was act.
No, it's not act. He's rude. He's a terribly rude man. I used to present, when The Apprentice started, Adrian, I used to present the spin-off podcast. You know when a spin-off podcast for a TV show was a thing? And everyone had, all the shows had one. There was one. It was called this, Apprenticast. Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah. Richard Bacon used to present it. Well, when he was off, I used to do it. Mm-hmm. And I met Lord Sugar, and he was very rude. Mm. So I say as I find. Adrian, that's all. Yeah. Marta, you got your hand up.
Yes, I've been doing some quick searching, and it's not only Netflix original content, so you've got there films as well.
But
there's a list.
It comes back to the point of £9 for Netflix isn't worth it, because you can just download it at your house and then watch it wherever you are.
I'll tell you something, though, because I've got one of those a Samsung tablet, and the Android version that I have on it, it's not compatible with that feature,
right.
So I think... Not all operating systems are compatible with that. So maybe that's a solution for the people with like older devices.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, but it's expensive.
But what do I know?
It's an iPad. But that's the future. I guess it's the future of, you know, they'll all the other network providers will now follow suit.
Essentially, one day.
Very quickly, can we squeeze another one in, Adrian? Have you got something else there?
Absolutely. And this one comes from the land of technological advancement and development, Israel, funnily enough. Cool. And they've developed a new technology wherein you can bring your still photographs to life. So, essentially, if you have like a photograph of yourself, for instance, obviously, as you know, like it does, it's only one emotion. It's the emotion you've had when the photo was taken.
Yeah.
But, you know, this technology enables the photograph to sort of morph. So you can smile, you can frown, you can...
Moving
pictures.
Like in Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the stairs or wherever they are. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Right. Does this mean that magic is real?
Yeah.
I mean...
Is that what they're saying?
Well, hang on.
We're slipping into dangerous territory here.
At the moment... Now, I've got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Right? And that has... It freaked me the hell out when I first saw this. Live photos. Do you know? Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Live photos?
Are you aware of live photos? This will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Put my socks off, it will.
It will. And I'm glad you're wearing them and not gone the hipster route, by the way. So what, you know, if you take a photograph now, if I want to show you, I've got one, if you take a photograph now, right, it takes a snapshot, but it moves.
Yeah.
Like what you're talking about, right? So let me see if I've got an example. Well, I could probably take one of you now. It would probably be the same thing.
I took one of you the other day by mistake.
What do you mean by mistake? Do you mean you took a picture of me by mistake, you weirdo?
No, do you remember the other day on Monday when the sky went red and I came in to take pictures
of
the sky?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like... Yeah. You were in the middle of the frame because you were doing your radio show
thingy. That's what I was. Look, let me take a picture of you, Adrian, and just sort of wave your arms in the air for a second. Yeah, right, okay. Right, now have a look at this picture. Right, hang on to that picture. Watch this picture of you, ready?
Yeah. You know what? Mind's blown.
And I told you!
Wait, is that like sort of loads of frames per second? And then it...
No! I don't know. It's just called live photo. And if you look at it on the phone it was taken on, it works.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I think if you send it to someone, it doesn't. I think, is that the case?
Yeah, exactly. Also, if you take a picture through an app, so for Instagram, Facebook, whatever, it doesn't work.
No, it only works on the actual iPhone.
Directly with a camera.
But it turns out now, as you were saying, with this new thing, you can put any photo into it and it will move. Yeah.
So essentially, if you wanted to sort of go old school and... Because ultimately, there's been the whole age-old debate about the Mona Lisa. Is she smiling? Is she not smiling?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, now we can make her smile.
We can make her do anything.
Anything you want. The only limit is your imagination.
Probably not.
Yeah. The only limit is your imagination. That could uncover a whole scandal in the art world back in the day of Weinsteinian proportions. So best we don't even ask what was going on during the sitting of that portrait is my thought. Adrian, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem, thank you.
Okay, if you go back to photocopying the tea, that would be excellent. There's another fresh box of tea bags, if you
two
like.
Sugars.
Sorry, two sugars.
Two sugars.
No
milk?
No tea either. I just want a cup with two sugars in it.
Oh, fair play.
Thanks very much.
Talent are weird. We just got to...
We've got to do what we've got to do. Lovely stuff. There we are. In the next bit of the programme, here's what's going to happen. The big debate at 3 o'clock. Well, after 3 o'clock. Then we will be live in Yorkshire, of all places, as they continue their search for autonomy. And we will have bonus news. And we will have a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio. It's all to come between now and four. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this £500,000 giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm.
Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Money.
Unless you win the lottery.
Get lucky with a metal detector.
Or strike oil in your back garden.
It doesn't come for free, but at least it's protected for free. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected. For more information.
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
I mean, who wouldn't? It's 1 minute past 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn's Brexit warning, Scotland to ban smacking, and the FA criticised over racism claims.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn's warning that failing to reach a post-Brexit trade deal with the EU would be catastrophic for British jobs. The Labour leader, who's in Brussels for his own talks with EU figures, has accused the Prime Minister of presiding over chaos in the negotiations. Labour peer Lord Dubs has told Talk Radio it's crucial to come to some sort of an agreement.
We've got to keep on talking. We've got to keep on trying to negotiate the various things that are holding up the trade talks. Otherwise, we're going to be in a worse position.
Scotland is going to become the first part of the UK to ban smacking children. It's removing the current defence of justifiable assaults against youngsters by their parents. The Spanish government says it plans to impose direct rule in Catalonia following the disputed independence referendum there. Earlier, the region's leader threatened to formally declare a breakaway if Madrid won't enter negotiations. Sports Minister Tracy Crouch says she hopes the Football Association has learnt lessons from what she's called a sorry saga, but she's not joined calls with senior bosses to resign for its handling of discrimination allegations. Paul Mortimer from the anti-racism group Kick It Out has told Talk Radio the way player Eni Aluko was treated might put others off raising concerns.
At this moment in time, if I was a player in that environment, I'm not so sure, having seen how Eni Aluko's been treated, that I would come out and whistleblow, because it just hasn't been dealt with properly. So there needs to be a robust review of all of the procedures so that it never happens again.
The model Penny Lancaster has claimed she was raped as a teenager. Speaking on ITV's Loose Women, she alleged her drink was spiked by an industry figure who forced himself on her. The 46-year-old, who's married to singer Rod Stewart, broke down in tears as she spoke about her ordeal. And Northern Ireland's football manager Michael O'Neill has been banned from driving for 16 months after admitting drink driving. He's also been fined for being 3 times over the limit.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for bringing us the news there.
You're welcome, John.
It was really, really, really...
You were good. Just looking at your phone.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was just looking at...
I'm not going to ask what?
Twitter.
Right.
And there's someone... I'm not going to name names, but there's someone on Twitter who seems to have done a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know who you're on
about.
Well,
I mean, we won't name the person,
no.
but it's started to become a thing, and I don't know what the thing...
There's been an apology, hasn't there?
Yes, but I don't know what it's about. I'm trying to get to the bottom of what this person is supposed to have done, okay, that they've apologised on Twitter for, but I can't find it yet. Anyway, so that's what I was looking at.
Maybe we should just phone him.
We could do. In fact, we're going to speak to you in about 20 minutes, Cornelius. So it's fun.
You're not meant to give the game away.
Oh, yeah. Right, Victoria, thank you very much. Weather is it now?
Yes.
Come on, then. Come on,
Talk
man.
Radio, yeah. National,
national
weather.
National weather.
So dull and cloudy with some showers, rain heavy across Northern Ireland and some strong winds in the southwest of England. Highs of 17 degrees.
And now here's Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Pete Abbott. After two nights of Champions League football, the Europa League takes centre stage tonight. Arsenal look to maintain their 100% start. They're in Serbia to face Red Star Belgrade, having already secured two wins in Group H. Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere has hit back at Watford striker Troy Deeney's suggestion that the Gunners lack bottle. That game is live on our sister station TalkSport 2 from 6 this evening. And in from 8 on TalkSport, Everton and under pressure boss Ronald Koeman host French side Lyon. Everton are bottom of Group E without a win. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte isn't too happy with Jose Mourinho. After last night's Champions League games, the Manchester United manager said other coaches need to stop complaining about injuries because everyone has to deal with them. Despite no names being mentioned, Conte says Mourinho should focus on his own team and not what's happening at Stamford Bridge. And England Rugby Union fly half Alex Lazowski has signed a contract extension with Premiership side Saracens. It'll keep him at the club until 2020. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Pete Abbott, for Tabbots with the sport there. And the big debate is on the way here on Talk Radio next on your Thursday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. Now, Sir Tom Jones has joined the ever-growing number of people speaking out about harassment following the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal. To be honest, it is rife in the music industry. That's what Tom has said as well. And it often happens in plain sight, of course. For instance, famously, people, often women, literally bombard Tom Jones with pairs of knickers while he's on stage. So that's literally harassing him with gussets and bras. Something should be done. But Sir Tom has spoken out. The Me Too hashtag has rightly gone viral, spreading across social media. Hollywood movie actresses, of course, British TV actresses speaking out about it. And actors, it should be said. Gymnasts as well, musicians. It can only be a matter of time before the behaviour of some radio bosses I could name comes knocking at their gate. Listening to that on the line is Nick in Brighton. He's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thanks for calling Talk Radio. You've got nothing else on this afternoon, is that what it is?
Pretty quiet today, actually.
Fair enough. All right. So, listen, you heard me say the word gate there. And I know you've been talking to our researcher. You've have said, haven't you, what's the point of a gate, really? I mean, why do we want... You don't like them.
No, I don't like them. I don't think anyone right-thinking does like them. I think it's a problem that's been with us for thousands of years. You know, 2,000 years ago, Cicero, I think it was, said the enemy is within the gates.
Yeah.
And you know, 2,000 years ago, that was at a time when the enemy was still vaguely worth reading. You know, it had proper pop stars on.
Yeah.
You know, and these days it's all DJ Fresh 3000 and MC Bumbaclaat, and you can't even work out what they're saying because right. They mumble so much, and they mumble about, you know, bling and hose, and I don't know why they have to mumble.
Right. I mean, you make a good point, actually. Yeah, and that's why we should get rid of gates.
Yeah.
Right. Let me bring in Matthew, who's on the other line. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Yeah. My birth name is Matthew, but I identify as Badman Matt, you know.
Yeah, I know you do, but I don't care about that. So, Matthew, what's your point here? You've heard what Nick's got to say. What have you got to say on the subject of gates?
Well, first off, I would say I went to school with MC Bumbaclaat, and he's actually a nice guy.
Yeah.
But I think gates are well important for the community, you know, like they keep our kids safe, our youth They keep them out the streets. They keep them, you know, confined within safe properties. And as you know, I love, I'm always reaching out to the communities and finding new ways to protect our youth in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, when I was a kid, my mum would let me go out, play in the street, you know, she'd say, you know, you can go, you can play anywhere between the gate of number 6 and the gate of number 36.
Right, so
you... that was, I had a defined boundary.
Yeah.
So it was useful.
A safe space, without really, isn't it? A safe space.
Yeah, exactly. And without those gates there, man, I would have been wandering free, and who knows what would have happened. But maybe Harvey Weinstein would have picked me up or something.
Here's a thing, right? And Nick will agree with me on this, I'm sure, right? The question of being what's the point of a gate, right? Because if they're closed, and back me up on this, Nick, if they're closed, right, it may as well just be some more fence, right? And if they're open, you might as well just have a gap. So what's the point of a gate?
No, that's very... it's very binary thinking. We live in a non-binary world. You know, you can have turnstiles, you can have border lines, you can have canal locks, you can have e-gates. You know, they've done it with cigarettes, haven't they?
Yeah.
And if they can do it with cigarettes, you know, are you honestly telling me that someone like Elon Musk couldn't invent a gate that released harmless steam vapour instead of nicotine?
So what would we call it? A gape, like, would we?
A gate problem. But no, I wouldn't want the word gate in there. Don't lure me like that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
I'm sorry I lured. I didn't mean to lure. I apologise.
You could take anything on this world and use it for good or use it for evil. It's up to the manufacturer and the managers how they use an item. Obviously, a gate can be used for evil, but we've got to put trust in our community that we can, you know, that we can use them responsibly and not let them be used for evil, like you're saying.
Can I give you a little lesson about
using, you know, things for good and evil? Bill Gates, he's got a net worth of, you know, $88.9 billion.
Yeah.
He's richer than God. Now, if I had that kind of money, I might think about spending some of it on helping poor, disadvantaged people. You know, I might try and fight HIV, or I might try and improve sanitation in the developing world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I might just hand out million-dollar notes to homeless people.
Yeah.
But, you know, what does he do? He's got all this money. He sets up, you know, the Gates Foundation.
Yeah.
Just so that every child in Kigali can have a gate. I mean, it's obscene.
That is pointless. I agree. I mean, because they haven't got fences, have they, in Kigali?
Yeah, that's difficult to argue with. We all know that Bill Gates is the spawn of Satan, has never done any good on this planet. Yeah, that's really hard to argue. Let me just tell you something real funny.
Something really funny you can do with Gates,
yeah, that me and my mates do. I don't know if you've ever used this.
He's quite a nice person, really, Bill Gates. He does a lot. What?
There's this really fun trick you can use with gates. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever done it. Yeah, but me and my mates do it. I think we might have invented it. But like, if you have like a tricky situation or something controversial, you can put a gate on the end of it.
Yeah.
And that way you use a mnemonic device to remind everyone of that situation. Like when my mate Buffing went to get a round and came back with only a pint for himself and forgot to buy everyone else a drink.
Yeah.
We call that pint gate. Pint. You see what we're doing there?
Right.
Do you see that?
I don't really understand that.
I've got a problem with that. It's only ever used, that childish suffix game, for really sordid things. You know, we never get the lovely and fragrant actress Jennifer Lawrence gate, or we never get, you know, a tasty steak and onion pasty gate, do we?
No, it's just...
Hang
on a minute. Water's nice.
Oh, look, I'm old enough to remember Watergate, you know, and that still rankles. You know, thankfully...
Watergate?
Well, hang on, thanks Matthew. Nick finish.
Thanks to some incredible investigation, you know, they revealed the cover-up. But, you know, when you think that cover-up was all about attempts by the White House just to put a floating case on or a lock gate across some Evian, you know, it's ludicrous.
What do you make of this idea? And you mentioned America, so let's bring that into it, of course. Now, in America... not so much here, but anybody can buy a gate, right? And there's a powerful gate lobby in America. Every American's got the rights to bear a gate, as you know. And there aren't any background checks. You can just walk into a shop, a B&Q style store, do it yourself, play, and just buy a gate. Anyone could do that without any background check. Is that right? Is that right, mate? Should we be allowing
that? Well, it's controversial, yeah. But look. If you need a bear gate, because America's full of grizzly bears, you know, and they're incredibly dangerous.
Yeah.
And there's no law saying whether bears need to have a license to have big claws and gnashing teeth. Yeah. They're just allowed to have it.
Yeah, well, they've got bear arms. So they've literally got a license to have bear arms. Because they're
bear arms, bear teeth, bear claws.
Yeah.
We could at the very least have a bear gate, you know. I would much prefer like a bear baseball bat,
Nick,
but like a bear gate is good enough.
I can hear you shaking your face.
Another thing that anyone in America can just walk into a place and buy is Gatorade. You know, it doesn't make it all right. You know, you attempt to drink that, 99 times out of 100, you're going to regurgitate it on the spot. You know, you don't get that with Sunny Delight, and that's made with, you know, vole semen and the tears of criminals. So Gatorade's a step down from that. How can anyone be justified?
I can justify it. If my house was being ambushed, yeah, by some warriors or barbarians, yeah, and I had the choice between a gate or some aid, I would definitely choose the gate and protect myself, thank you very much.
I'd take the aid.
Right. What do you make of this universities now? Obviously, they've banned gates. I mean, this is the NUS, of course, part of this whole sort of Generation Snowflake thing. But gates are no longer tolerated at British universities. They are no platformed because people find gates offensive. Nick, I know you're against gates, but should we have the right, if we want a gate, to have one?
Zero tolerance, you know, and I know I'm going to sound a little bit of a fascist when I say this, but, you know, I've had people come up to me and say, well, you must feel different about baby gates, because, you know, oh, they're so cute, and they've got little latches and teeny-weeny little lock mechanisms. But, you know, for me, it's like, do a King Herod. You know, get rid of any gate under the age of two. Cull it.
Cull the gate. You're saying get cull the gate.
If one of them manages to sneak away under cover of night in a Moses basket and grow up to found a major religion, you know, then I'll rethink my attitude. But it's not going to happen.
What about the notion of what they're doing in Sweden? Have you heard? You must have heard about the trials they're doing in Sweden. Sweden, of course,
Not for a long time. No.
All right. Well, Sweden's famously twinned with Gateshead, isn't it? And what they've done in Sweden is, because what is the head? What is a head, if not just a gateway to the rest of the body? It's where there is a hole at the other end, admittedly, but the hole in the face, in the head, is really just a gateway to the guts, isn't it? That's the theory, anyway. So what they've done in Sweden is sever everyone's heads off and replace the gullet, the pipe, the neck pipe, with a little latching gate there. And I just wondered what you make of that, Nick.
Well, so every time a Swedish person speaks, they go click, 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 click.
Yeah,
click,
they do,
click,
yeah.
Click, 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 click. And then after a while, they'll go, because they'll get, you know, they'll need oil. It's just, once again, they've not thought it through.
Well,
this is why, you know, that the Swedes are so good at making horror movies, you know, because of all them creaky gates, you get me?
Yeah, not really.
Gate noir.
Matthew.
You said it earlier, John, man. You know, snowflakes can't have a safe space without some gate.
You know,
that's just the way it is.
So you're
so
right.
We have to compromise to make sure everyone feels comfortable and safe in this world. We've got to work together.
Give them a safe perimeter. A safe perimeter will do the job very nicely.
Listen, we're out of time. That's interesting. That debate could continue, but, you know, so we need to bring it to a close, really. Matthew, could you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Creek.
Thank you, Nick.
Kissing airlock.
Thank you very much indeed. And there you have it. Do we need gates? I mean, there they are, often in the middle of fences. What's the point of them? If they're closed, it might as well be some more fence. If they're open, it might as well just be a gap. Why do we need gates? Why do we need a gate? What's the point of it? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got bottles of night nurse and saplings. Why do we need gates? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Using the hashtag GateGate. Listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is the Big Degate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
TradePoint. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new TradePoint catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint!
Another one drives the duster.
Another one drives the duster.
Hey! Why don't we get one too?
Another one drives the duster.
Get in on the action with the Dacia Duster SUV. And with the Dacia Scrappage Scheme, you can save up to £1,000 when you swap your old car for a brand new Dacia Duster. Order by the end of this year and register by 31st of January 2018. Dacia. You do the maths. Exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Participating dealers only. Visit dacia.co.uk/scrappage to find out more.
The power of the badge is really important. I think as soon as we walk into a classroom as Manchester United, we automatically capture their imagination and their interest. A lot of the stuff that we've introduced has been around learning about spelling.
We had to throw a ball into the bucket, then go and get a letter off him and give him a high five.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to literacy. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
If it's time to light up your rooms with a welcoming glow and time to set the scene for cosy evenings at home, then it's time to visit Wilco. Switch on to seasonal style this autumn with a Wilco Copper Effect Vintage Pendant. Was £12, now £9. A Wilco Textured Lamp. Was £20, now £14. And a Wilco Grey Velvet Finish Lampshade. Was £15, now £10. Find them all in store today and loads more you'll love at wilco.com. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
With just a simple tap, you can go from craving to tasting. And even from wanting to winning. With HSBC, you could have up to 10 chances a day to win one of 200,000 gift cards at Currys PC World, House of Fraser, and many more when you add your HSBC card to Android Pay for the first time and start tapping. Terms and conditions, device restrictions, and time limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status. UK residents 16 plus. Search HSBC Android Pay.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
And in Greater Manchester, we have slow traffic and one lane closed due to a broken down car transporter. It's on the M60 clockwise between junction 13 and junction 14 for the East Lancs Road. Also in Derbyshire, we are seeing queuing traffic due to an earlier accident that is on the M1 that's southbound between junction 29 and junction 28 around Alfreton. And in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down vehicle. That's on the M42 northbound around junction 6 for the Birmingham Airport. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Life-affirming television at its very best, The Daily Mirror.
Everyone has dreams. Everyone has things that they want to do.
Sometimes getting by is hard. Sometimes you don't just want to get by.
We have to fight for everything.
Eight more families unlock each other's lives.
Wow. Very big house, isn't it?
And discover what money can and can't buy.
I never knew how big a problem money is to some families out there.
The new series of Rich House, Poor House starts Thursday at 9 on Channel 5.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, by gum! If you've been listening to the show with your ears in the last few days, you'll be aware of the Shire of York struggle for autonomy and subsequently independence. We've been talking about this quite a lot. Well, let's get the latest. Let's get the story, the background and the very latest from our Yorkshire correspondent, who's up north now on telephone. Cornelius, hello.
Hello, John. Yes, I'm here in the new capital of the Democratic Republic of Yorkshire. I'm in Leeds.
Right. And so you've gone all the way there for this sort of five-minute phone chat, which I think is a commendable... to be honest, and attention to detail. But it's important to do so because you've been talking about Yorkshire a lot down here, and it was important to go up there and get the view of the good people of Leeds. So talk us through the background of this again, for those that might not know.
Okay, so I think it was last week on the show, during a paper review, someone brought in the story that some local politicians in Leeds, in Yorkshire, were thinking of or pushing for devolution for Yorkshire. And I made the argument that they should just go the whole hog and claim independence like Catalonia are trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think also, as an add on to that, it could help save us from Brexit. It could cancel Brexit for the rest of the UK.
Now, this was all to do. Sorry, this was all to do with the people who, how people voted for Brexit in Yorkshire, wasn't it? And you've done the math.
Yeah, I did the math. I counted up all, and individually as well. I reopened the ballot boxes, counted up all the votes from Yorkshire for Brexit and for Remain as well. Yeah. And then for the rest of the country, I then took those votes from Yorkshire for Brexit away from the totals, because if Yorkshire becomes independent, it will become an independent state anyway and won't be a member of the EU.
Yes.
So they shouldn't really get to say.
Yeah.
And then I kept the Leave votes from Yorkshire, because without those, it would still be Brexit. But the argument is anyone who voted Remain, would be able to move to the UK.
Yeah, just across the border, say into Lancashire, which is still part of the UK.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. And even better, anyone who lives outside of Yorkshire who did want Brexit, they can then be moved to Yorkshire.
Which won't be part of Europe, you see. So this is what we've been working on. Now, you've been out on the streets of London over the past few days. We've been hearing people's views on this. So now you've been talking to the people of Leeds.
Yes, well, as you remember, yesterday when we spoke to Jason Manford, I had gone out onto the streets to ask the views of London whether they'd really miss Yorkshire, and it was a resounding no from the one man I asked.
Yeah.
So I thought it's only fair to come up to hear the capital of Yorkshire, Leeds, to ask a group of people how would they feel about Yorkshire becoming an independent country.
I reckon that'd work out quite well. We're pretty good in Yorkshire, sort of self-sufficient. Why do we need to be part of a bigger country?
Exactly. Now, I don't know if you guys voted Brexit or whatnot, but it would mean that you'd have to leave the EU, just like Catalonia will have to if it declares independence.
Oh, no, then Yorkshire would rejoin the EU.
You'd rejoin the EU. Well, here's the thing. There's going to be a deal brokered. This is my idea, that everyone who voted Brexit will move to Yorkshire, and then everyone who voted Remain can move elsewhere.
No. No.
Sorry?
The Brexit is going to go to Lancashire.
Lancashire, okay. And finally, who would you want to be the Prime Minister of Yorkshire?
Brian Blessed.
Is he from Yorkshire?
He's from Yorkshire, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, Brian Blessed.
Yeah, any other ideas?
David Attenborough.
Jeremy Clarkson. He'd be alright. Yeah. Jeremy Clarkson.
Really?
He's Yorkshire.
Everybody.
He's a massive Tory.
Very big, very tall Tory.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the views that you found of that one group of people and are trying to pretend he's representative of an entire county.
County, yeah. Or country, John.
Sorry, the country of Yorkshire, as we're going to have to call it. I mean, who were those people?
Some people who were in the street, sort of underneath a footbridge, where I was shielding myself from the rain.
That's the point, isn't it? Because it always does rain there.
Yes, it's very rainy, actually. I was going to do this out on the street, but because of the rain, I'm just doing it from my hotel room. Unfortunately, Talk Radio couldn't afford a hotel that provides umbrellas.
No. So you've gone up there for what just happened, basically. Now you've got to get on the train and come home again.
But I've made sure I got a hotel room out of it.
Yeah, but your return tickets for like in about 20 minutes. So what's the point?
I need the loo. So,
fine. Thanks, Cornelius.
Cheers.
Bye.
That's Cornelius there, our Yorkshire correspondent, popped up to Yorkshire this afternoon instead of being here in the studio just to bring us whatever that was.
Can you send me to Catalonia and pay for it?
Well, I'm not in charge of the purse strings, Marta. I'm not. I mean, you are.
But
to be fair, if anyone's going to go to Catalonia, you are eminently qualified.
Yes,
because you're from Barcelona.
I am indeed.
And are Spanish.
Well, yeah.
Or Catalonia.
Catalan.
Yeah, that's what I said. So it would be right and proper for you to go, but because you obviously are fulfilling the role today of disappointing sidekick, what with Cornelius being in Yorkshire. So let's just ask the boss.
But he's not. He's in Leeds as well.
Oh, he's gone up as well, has he?
Yes. There's a whole Talk Radio research team working on this question.
Yeah.
And they've all gone to Leeds to find out if Yorkshire can become independent. Yeah.
Great. All right. Thank you very much, Cornelius. He's gone. Thank you very much, Marta.
Thank you.
I don't know what he did. But anyway, in the next half an hour of the programme, here's what's going to happen. Victoria's going to bring us some bonus news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
And today it's animal news. That's what you're going to be getting after the actual news. And then we will play our Thursday afternoon quiz game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, but on the radio. It's a first-person shooter on the radio. How is that possible? Stay tuned and find out. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
The Labour leader says the country has to recognise the chaos in which the government is operating in as it negotiates Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn's been meeting European politicians in Brussels.
The Prime Minister seems to have managed to upset just about everybody and have a warring cabinet around her. It's up to her to get the negotiations back on track. We cannot countenance the idea that we just rush headlong into no deal with Europe.
The government has announced a bill to transfer EU rules and regulations into UK law will now not be debated next week. There's speculation it's because of political divisions. Ministers insist no date was ever set. The Scottish Government has announced plans to make it illegal for parents to smack their children. It's the first part of the UK to introduce such a ban. The Spanish Government is promising to start the process of taking direct control over Catalonia and imposing direct rule from Madrid. Earlier, the Catalan leader said his parliament could vote on a formal declaration of independence if Spain continued to refuse to hold talks. An increase in bank and credit card fraud is being partly blamed for a 13% rise in crime reported to police in England and Wales. Official figures show there were 5.2 million offences overall in the year to June. And it's been revealed 1 in 10 pupils in England missed school to go on holiday last year. Parents can be fined £60 if they take their children away without teacher's permission and can even be prosecuted if they don't pay. The weather, potentially heavy rain spreading north and eastwards across Britain overnight, accompanied by some strong winds. A risk of severe gales affecting coasts in southwest England with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy and damp to start, brightening up in most places apart from the northeast with highs of 14. There's more news in around half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
And we all know why, don't we?
Bonus news.
Yes, it's because the bulletins that you bring us are shorter than they used to be. A third off.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be 3 minutes.
That's a lot.
Now they're two. That wasn't even 2 minutes. Look, you stopped the bulletin ages ago. And that's just clicked over to the 2 minute mark.
Yeah, were you precise on time?
Yeah, bang on.
That's unusual, man.
So actually,
making an effort.
You've done fewer work. Because that was about a minute 40.
But that's the headlines. It's slightly different.
Right. Anyway, it's shorter. The time needs to be made up because Victoria, did she get a pay cut when it happened?
No.
No, she didn't.
And that's the right decision.
Fewer work. Same money.
Yeah.
So we bring you bonus news. Animal, vegetable and mineral, because that covers everything off today.
Animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
So, you set me a task earlier to mention...
Yes,
donkeys.
It's request news, isn't it?
News, yeah. And I have fulfilled that brief.
Woohoo!
Yep, so starting off with armadillos.
Right.
A Texas man has been airlifted to hospital after he shot at an armadillo, but the bullet ricocheted and hit him in the face. Because he's an idiot. So he fired 3 times at the animal.
Why was he shooting an armadillo?
Because it was in his garden at 3 a.m.
Oh.
Don't know what it was doing. But anyway, at least one of the bullets deflected off the shallet and struck this man's jaw.
Ooh.
The local sheriff says he doesn't know what happened to the armadillo. He doesn't know if it's okay, as they couldn't find it. So let's hope it is fine.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, unlike this man's face.
I've got to say that's instant karma.
Yeah, it is,
That's
isn't it?
That's the definition of instant karma.
I mean, you've got to be a bit stupid to shoot at something with a protective shell, haven't you,
yeah.
I suppose, in that sense. But, I mean, I bet it's the angle or something, I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think I've ever...
You've never shot an armadillo?
I've never shot an armadillo, so I'm not sure of the how...
Let's not encourage anyone to do that.
No.
No.
Because if it's... It might hurt the animal, but it might hurt you.
Yeah. I think they should give armadillos...
Animal news.
I think they should... If armadillos are in danger of this, they maybe should... You know, the armadillo gun lobby needs to be more vocal and perhaps arm armadillos. Armadillos. It's a quite weird hashtag. Armadillos. They've got the right to bear arms. Yes, give armadillos the arms of bears. And then they could fight off.
Getting carried away,
they
John.
They have got the right to bear arms, to have arms of bears to fight off the men.
What
with
kind
the
gun. Of bears?
Big,
polar
great,
bears?
No, grizzly bears.
Yeah.
They've got the armadillos with the arms of grizzly bears. There. Hashtag that.
But then you have to kill grizzly bears to give the arms
no,
to the armadillos.
No, just sever their limbs off.
So you want to harm but then you bears?
Have... Armadillos. Harm armed armadillos. Harm armadillos.
If you don't stop, I'm going to harm you. Moving on.
Animal news.
The Botanical Research Institute for Texas, so still in Texas, has honoured a family for protecting ocelots. Ocelots, which are an endangered wild cat.
Ocelot.
Aww. You're an ocelot. It's thought as many as 100 ocelots wow. thrive on the Yuturia's ranch in the Rio Grande Valley.
Right.
Yeah, they've set aside thousands of acres to help the cats.
The music's run out.
Oh.
Are you okay, Marty? You were raising your hand.
No, I was just like
in the moment.
Waving to the music.
No, it's run out though. I've got to.
And you don't rewind it. You make this up. Don't encourage him.
Shall I put the music?
Yes.
The wrong one. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Music.
You did that on purpose.
I didn't.
Because you control that gadget.
Music ran
well,
out.
Barely.
I'll just put the music back on. Oh, no, it's not that.
I could do it over any of these. You
know that- no.
Why do you have to waste our time?
Yes.
No. Oh. Here we go.
Okay, so I've got a quote from Yuturia here, and he says, I figured if I don't do something in 50 years, it'll all be gone, and if we don't save the habitat for them, they'll disappear. So there you go. Nice Yuturia there.
Animal news.
Yeah, and there were loads of grim... That's okay. There were loads of grim animal donkey stories.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I didn't want to do about the abattoir.
No.
Or the
No.
Or the illegal act, which you probably shouldn't have put on the radio.
No.
So I settle on this one. A miniature donkey has managed to squeeze underneath the lowest rung of a gate and escape. Elvis was apparently fed up with his pen and wanted to see a miniature horse in a nearby pen, so he went over there.
How big is a miniature donkey?
It's really cute. You could probably ride it. Because if anyone doesn't know, John is a small man.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's tickled Marta, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. She's crying.
Oh, don't do this. I'm sorry.
Crying with laughter.
Wow.
If it helps, Elvis is a little white miniature donkey.
And you're wearing a sombrero as well.
I'm not doing that. What a weird...
And a poncho.
That is quite a funny image.
This is bullying in the workplace. I'm sure it is.
Thing is, though, you make jokes about your size as well.
I'm allowed to. I'm reclaiming it. Okay. How big is it as big as an armadillo? I'd ride an armadillo.
Please stop trying to ride animals.
Well, I think I'd... Not if it had bare arm. I mean, not if it had the arms of a bear. That would be...
I'm done here.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for bringing us today's edition...
Animal News.
In the next bit of the programme, after the obligatory adverts and traffic and travel with Sammy Jolo... We bring you today's radio quiz game. It is... Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare for the radio. It is a first-person shooter, but on the radio. Prepare to play next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter S. S is for super simple. The ease of choosing a great Mazda car, because our cars are available with 0% APR. For example, the Mazda 2, Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are available with 0% APR personal contract purchase. So whichever Mazda you pick, you'll get a great deal. Super simple. Visit Mazda.co.uk. Mazda. Drive together. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. Excludes all new Mazda CX-5, 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention 30 quid cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all tiles and flooring on top of existing offers, helping you do your project right. Wickes, let's do it right.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
Ooh, glad I brought a coat. Thinking ahead, Wilbur?
Huh?
Well, it's like getting home care from British Gas before winter catches you out. From only £12 a month, that's less than 40p a day. Your boiler's serviced every year. If it still breaks down, we'll fix it.
Ah!
And until 23rd of October, you get 1 month free on most home care products when you buy online. You brought the umbrella. Ah, thinking ahead. Not bad for a penguin. Stay a step ahead of winter. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we are seeing slow traffic now due to an earlier broken down car transporter. It's on the M60 clockwise between junction 13 and junction 14 for the East Lancs Road. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, still seeing queuing traffic and long delays due to an earlier broken down vehicle. It's on the M42 northbound at junction 6 for the Birmingham Airport with congestion back to junction 5. And elsewhere in Oxfordshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a lorry having its tyre changed. It's on the M40 southbound between junction 9 and junction 8A for Oxford. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Life-affirming television at its very best, The Daily Mirror.
Everyone has dreams. Everyone has things that they want to do.
Sometimes getting by is hard. Sometimes you don't just want to get by.
We have to fight for everything.
Eight more families unlock each other's lives.
Wow. Very big house, isn't it?
And discover what money can and can't buy.
I never knew how big a problem money is to some families out there.
The new series of Rich House, Poor House starts Thursday at 9 on Channel 5.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The next Full Set Breakfast is Friday's Full Set Breakfast. Friday, named after Freya, the Norse god of the wind. And talking of wind and sound and fury, Storm Carol Malone joins us after 8 on each Full Set Breakfast. She turns up after 8, which is why we call her Minty.
Oh, my baby, back to me.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome along. Sam Delaney with you on Drive from 4 o'clock. It's just coming up to quarter to that. Before we play today's radio quiz game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, we have, of course, been talking about the news all afternoon. That's what we are here for. Is Theresa May prepared to end the Brexit negotiations is a question that is being asked across many news outlets this afternoon. We've already talked about the idea that students in Cambridge University are now having trigger warnings when they study Shakespeare plays. This comes on the same day that Joe Johnson, the Minister for Universities, has said that universities must start to be accountable for student behaviour, as in no platforming, shutting down free speech, that kind of thing. So that's all been happening in the news today. There's a lot going on. So Tom Jones, of course, has been talking about harassment in the music industry. He himself was harassed back when he started out. He's been talking about that. More allegations about Harvey Weinstein. Other professions starting to be drawn in. Music, of course. Now journalism. Without mentioning any names, has started. There's a Twitter thing going on at the moment about some journalists that may have been guilty of this kind of behaviour. So there's a lot going on, Marta, in the news, isn't there?
It is, yeah, definitely.
All right. So let me help out, because I know it's complicated.
Well, yeah, the problem is that I can't get my head around
it. No, I know you can't, and many people can't as well, including me. And that's why we all turn to the art of short-form Oriental verse, to help us better understand complicated current affairs. If you break it down into syllables, what you get is Japanese poetry, of course, strict-ruled Japanese poetry. It helps you understand the news. Ordinarily, Cornelius would be doing the news in haikus, but he's reporting for us in Yorkshire this afternoon. We've been talking to him earlier about this autonomous, independent Yorkshire story. But it's all right, because Chloe... Hi, Chloe!
Hi!
Assistant producer Chloe stepped womanfully into the breach. And so we bring you the news in Hi Chloe's.
FA in new racism scandal. I'm sure that things will change this time.
Yeah, hey, hey! The news in haikus. Right, good afternoon, you listen to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we are now poised to play the nation's second least favourite radio quiz. It is Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. Howard's on the phone. Hello, Howard.
Hello.
How are you, Howard?
I'm very Howardy. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What are you up to? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm playing video games.
Right. Well, you are on the radio. That's true. Yeah, it's a little bit. Have you ever played a video game before, Howard? On an actual console?
Oh no.
Right. Okay. Well, that doesn't matter, because I'm going to talk you through it, and I'm going to give you a set of instructions. Right?
Do I need my phone?
Yeah, you need to be on the phone talking to me.
Do I need my phone?
Yeah, you need to be on the phone talking to me.
But do I need my phone?
Yes, to talk down.
Okay. What, can I mute you? No.
Well, how will that work?
Can I mute myself?
No.
But I want to. But right. I don't like people hearing my voice.
Too late now, Howard. Are you all right, Howard?
I suppose I'm going to have to be, aren't I?
Yes. So here's how it's going to work, right? So it's a game of Call of Duty, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare, but on the radio. All right, and I'm gonna set it up, and you have to listen carefully to the instructions. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
Here we go, then. So, Howard.
That I thought it would be.
All right. It's only going to get worse.
My heart's racing.
I know. I'm trigger warning you. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. Okay.
Oh goodness.
All right. Howard. You, listen, you...
Can you just turn it down a bit?
Better?
Yeah.
You are an elite Black Ops operative, and you are trapped, Howard, on board a disused Russian submarine.
Is it cold? It's really cold.
Wait a minute. In space. So, yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Can anybody hear me scream?
Try it. Yeah, we heard that. Your mission, Howard, and you've already accepted it now, is to get from where you are in one end of the disused space submarine to the other end where the toilet is. You are desperate for the toilet, Howard. You really need a wee.
Wow.
Black op operatives need a wee, just like the rest of us.
Can I just pee and make a bridge out of my pee?
No. Standing between you and your toilet are a number of obstacles. Here's what's in the way in the game, Howard. Terrorists.
Ooh.
Innocent bystanders.
Oh.
And people from this week's news.
Can I just shoot them all?
No. Here come your instructions. You must overcome the obstacles to reach the space station's toilet. The submarine space station's toilet. Here are your controls. Are you ready? You need to write these down. You need to know what these controls are because you're going to need them in the game. Are you ready?
Okay, I've got a pen.
Here we go. Shoot.
A pencil, does that matter?
No, doesn't matter. Shoot. Don't shoot.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah.
Lie to the grieving father of a soldier.
Is it I before E?
Just write it down, Howard.
There's two. There's grieving and soldier.
Yeah, both never... the same rule.
Okay. I'm going to do
and
I
lie,
before
and
E.
lie, actually, so there's three.
Oh, yeah. I'll use lie as my template.
Yeah, do. You got that one?
I think so.
Here's another control. Apologise for ill-judged jokes about Harvey Weinstein. Now, that's EI.
That's EI. Oh, that means the other one's IE.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Right.
And the final... your other control on your console is fail to satisfactorily answer questions about discrimination at a parliamentary hearing. Okay, those are your controls.
Okay.
Right. Are you ready to play?
No.
Okay, we're going to play anyway. Here we go!
Just turn it down a bit.
Yeah, sorry. The corridor, Howard. We're playing now, the game started. The corridor is dark. Behind you is a closed hatch. In front of you is a closed hatch. When it opens, all hell breaks loose. There is a bonus round where it gets faster, just to let you know. Are you ready?
Ready.
It's opened. All hell's broken loose. Terrorist! Terrorist!
Lie to the
No! No! No!
Jump!
No!
Shoot!
Yes! Terrorist!
Don't shoot!
No! That's innocent bystander.
One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Concentrate! Okay. Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Jump and shoot!
Innocent bystander!
Apologise!
Guys, don't shoot! Don't shoot, isn't it?
Don't shoot!
Yeah.
Don't shoot.
Donald Trump! You've got to go faster than this.
Shoot.
No.
Why?
I mean, fine, but go for lie to the group. He's... Donald
Trump. Shoot if he's
no,
in space,
Donald.
John.
Donald Trump.
Lie to the grieving father of a soldier.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Innocent bystander.
Apologise for ill-judged
No.
Jokes. Don't shoot.
Yes. 1984 top 10 hit for the Pointer Sisters.
Shoot.
No.
Jump.
Yes. James Corden.
Shoot,
no,
definitely shoot.
No, it's not that. It's not that one.
Jump.
No.
Clear him, though.
No.
Fail to...
No.
Apologise for the ill-judged jokes about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, there we go. Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
FA boss Greg Clark.
Lie to the grieving
no.
father.
No.
Shoot.
No.
Fail to satisfactorily answer the questions about discrimination at a parliamentary hearing.
Yes! Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Bonus level! Terrorist! 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 Innocent bystander! Innocent bystander! Innocent bystander! James Corden! James Corden!
Apologise for ill-judged news.
Donald Trump!
Shoot and then lie to the grieving father.
Terrorist!
Jump!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Terrorist!
Shoot!
Bonus level's over! Slows down a bit. Terrorist.
Shoot, shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Don't.
Jump.
Innocent bystander.
Jump. And then don't shoot.
FA boss Martin Glenn.
Shoot.
No.
Lie to the Green.
No.
Okay, fail to satisfactorily
yes.
answer questions about discrimination at a parliamentary hearing.
Yes, terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
Shoot.
Terrorist.
I want to let this one go.
Game over. Wow. I mean, good game playing, good skills. Marta, you've been totting up the score, of course. It's I don't know whether he's going to get the high score, but overall, what did Howard score? What's his great big score?
Well, can I look it up?
No. Just give me a high number.
A high number?
Yeah.
300,000.
You got 300,000.
Oh, wow.
I didn't finish.
Oh.
Did I get... Well,
300,476.22.
Right. I'll tell you what, that is enough to put your initials in. You know all the old games when you put your initials in? So what are your initials, Howard? H...
O-W.
H-O-W.
Stands for how did I do that?
Oh, very good. Right, well, look, what you're going to do now is, you know when you used to put your name into the arcade game and you used to have to spin the thing and you had to stop on the letters for your three letters for your initials to put in?
Yeah.
We're going to do that. I'm just going to call out the alphabet. You say stop when we get to your letters.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here's your first initial. A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
stop.
H. Very good. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Oh, stop.
Oh, P. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Then you go on to numbers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Stop.
H, P, 5. That's what we've put in.
My favourite source.
Great. Howard, well done. Thank you very much indeed for playing Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio. That sort of worked. Would you like to have a go at that? You can have a go next week. Why not get in touch with us right now and think, yeah, that's how I want to spend 10 minutes of a Thursday afternoon. God damn it! Playing a first-person shooter on the radio. What an innovation that is! Here's how to get in touch with the programme. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. Then indicate that you might want to play that. You can get it on next week and be doing it. And do you know what? That very nearly is about it from us. We are, of course, back at the same time tomorrow. But it's almost 4 o'clock, and that means Sam Delaney is here to tell us what's going on Drive Time.
Have you been... I mean, I assume you've been talking about this Melania situation.
We have mentioned it, but we haven't gone big on it. Because it's grown over the afternoon, hasn't it? This weird conspiracy theory.
Yeah. When I first heard about it, they said it was a doppelganger. Now there's people saying that it's a waxwork, some sort of mechanical waxwork. I don't know. But we're leading on this today.
It's a big story.
We're leading on it because it's a massive story. This is the First Lady. This is the President of the United States' wife. It's a huge role in public life globally. And I think we've been deceived.
Hmm.
There is a growing theory that Melania is not Melania. Presumably the Russians have her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
And there's a lookalike in her place. So we're going to be looking into that, investigating that matter and various others, including the fact that there is a gay turtle that's 186 years old.
Aww.
That's patronising to turtles
like
and gays. let's wait and see. We know nothing about this turtle.
Right.
It might be a horrible turtle. We don't know. But what we do know is it's 186 years old, a turtle, and gay. There are other details we need to investigate, and investigate them we will on Live at Drive.
That is a programme worth sticking around for, and if that isn't a programme worth sticking around for, I don't know what is, quite honestly. Right, we'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4, Sam Delaney next. See you then, have a good evening, goodbye.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.